is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Fentanyl poisoning is a growing problem in our community, but we can help do something about it. Join us September 18th at 1 p.m. at the Riverfront Park Amphitheater for the Decennium Giving Circle to celebrate a beautiful heart taken from our community entirely too soon. The concert is free, but there will be a raffle with prizes donated by local businesses and artists. So come on down, because we can all make a difference.
Hey, hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. This show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Don't like big tech and the government spying on you? Visit expressvpn.com/Ben. Okay, let's be real about this. Joe Biden is a failed president. He's a failed president. He failed in Afghanistan, and he blames everybody else. He has failed on the economy, and he blames everybody else. And he has failed on COVID, and so he blames everybody else. And what this necessitates is Joe Biden making policy moves that are unlikely to result in any sort of serious improvement for the American people, but are simply designed to shift blame away from himself. So just like the Americans stuck in Afghanistan eventually said the administration are there because they want to be there, right? It's their fault that they are stuck there, not our fault for running the worst designed surrender in modern American history. Nope, it's really not about that. It's about the Americans stuck there. It's their fault. In the same way, Joe Biden's failure to prevent the vaccine mandates and the mask mandates from being promulgated in blue areas and therefore shutting down the economy, his unwillingness to recognize when we have reached the end of a pandemic and it has now just become endemic, his failures there have now necessitated that he take this extremely harsh action that is unlikely to ever be implemented because, frankly, no one is going to comply. So we'll get into the policy of this in just one second and why I say that this thing is never going to be implemented on a wide scale, why it is likely to be struck down, why it's almost unenforceable, even were it not to be struck down. But last night, Joe Biden made the most authoritarian move that I have seen in the last 10, 15, 20 years of American politics. I'm having a hard time pegging it exactly because we've seen authoritarian moves before. Very often, it turns out, Democratic presidents have a bad habit of saying, I don't have the power to do X. And then 5 seconds later, they just do it. So you remember Barack Obama said over and over and over, I don't have the power to simply stop enforcing immigration law. And then he just did it. And you'll remember that Joe Biden said, I don't have the power to issue an eviction moratorium via the Centers for Disease Control. And then he just did it. Well, you'll recall that this administration has over and over and over said they do not have the power to issue any sort of vaccine mandate. Here's Joe Biden back in December of last year saying he didn't agree with the idea of a federal vaccine mandate. This was after the election.
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory, but I would do everything in my power. Just like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide. I'll do everything in my power as the President of the United States to encourage people to do the right thing, and when they do it, demonstrate that it matters.
Okay, so that was back in December. And then in July, his own press secretary, Jen Psaki, said, don't worry, there's not going to be a federal vaccine mandate. We're not even thinking about that. Liars, liars, liars. Because again, as soon as things got bad, it was time for Joe Biden to shift blame. And again, that's what this policy is really about. His entire policy here is about shifting blame from himself and his failures of policy to the unvaccinated. So here is Jen Psaki back in July saying no vaccine mandate.
Perhaps the federal government should step in and issue mandates. And if not, are you putting the needs of unvaccinated people ahead of the needs of vaccinated people?
Well, I think the question here, one, that's not the role of the federal government. That is the role that institutions, private sector entities, and others may take. That certainly is appropriate.
That literally is not the role of the federal government, says Jen Psaki. Well, until yesterday, at which point the Biden administration seeking to shift blame away from Afghanistan and focus away from Afghanistan and seeking to shift blame away from the economic stagnation, shifted away from the administration, decided the people you really should hate are your fellow Americans. Those are the people you should hate, the unvaccinated who live next door to you. Those are the people you should hate. Okay, this brings me back to a point that I've made 1 million times at this point. The worried in America, the people who are deeply worried about COVID at this point, are almost entirely the vaccinated, which is insane. Once you're vaccinated, you should not be worried about whether your neighbor is unvaccinated. It makes no difference to you. This notion that you should be walking around in abject fear because your neighbor is unvaccinated is totally crazy. It is unmoored from scientific reality. First of all, the vaccinated are capable of infecting other people. Second of all, once you're vaccinated, your chances of hospitalization or death are extraordinarily low because, again, the vaccines are incredibly effective. You want to make people hesitant about the vaccine? Keep telling them that even after you're vaccinated, the unvaccinated might infect you and you might die. It's a completely mixed, confused message. But again, it is not about consistency. It is not about efficacy. It is not about actually achieving more vaccines, right? All this is about shifting blame away from Joe Biden being a failure of a president. The economic stagnation that we are seeing is not, in fact, the result of the Delta variant. The economic stagnation that we are seeing is a pure result of bad policy being made in blue states and by the federal government. It's about the media scaring the living hell out of people so they don't want to go to stores. It's about people in blue states saying you can't go back to work because even if you're vaccinated, you might get sick again. There is a reason, I keep repeating this because it's true, there is a reason that all of the best states in America in terms of unemployment rate are red, and all of the worst states in America in terms of unemployment rate are blue. There is a reason for that. It is because a huge swath of this country has been completely disconnected from the reality of the science, disconnected from the reality of the statistics, and so Joe Biden is now saying, you need to blame your neighbor. Don't blame me for the lockdowns, don't blame me for the mandates, blame your neighbor. It's their fault that I'm doing this. Or maybe it's your fault for doing it. Maybe it's your fault for doing it. You can see the blame shifting in real time. It's ugly, and it is un-American. It's un-American to say, I have to take this policy against you because your fellow Americans are doing something bad. So now I'm taking this policy, and I'm doing it against all of you. And you should hate your neighbor. Right? It's the Full Metal Jacket style governance. Right? Somebody in your barracks didn't do the proper thing, so now all of you have to do push-ups. And later, you can go over to that guy, and you can put some soap in a bed sheet, and you can beat the living hell out of him. That is Joe Biden's style of governance. It is, in fact, un-American. And it's evidence that he is a failure as both a president and as a decent human being with the kind of power that he's attempting to wield. Get to more of this in just 1 second. First, as we get back to regular life, you need a great pair of wireless earbuds. You're out there, you're working out, you're in the car, you're at work, and sometimes you just need a break. Well, Raycon wireless earbuds can make those breaks worthwhile. Sometimes you just need some upbeat music to pump you up before you see people or while you're working out or to stay calm with some guided meditation. I particularly like my Raycons when I am working out or listening to another podcast. I have a whole list of podcasts I listen to. Let me tell you right now, Raycons are the best way to listen. They come with a bunch of gel tips for your comfort. Unlike some other brands, they don't stick out of your ears. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life so you can listen to what you want, when you want, for a really long time. They start at half the price of other premium audio brands, but they sound just as good. And Raycons come with a 45-day happiness guarantee, so you really can't lose. Create your own soundtrack with Raycon. Right now, my listeners can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Ben. That's buyraycon.com/Ben. Save 15% on Raycons. Buyraycon.com/Ben to get started. That's buyraycon.com/Ben to save 15%. So, last night, Joe Biden wanders out to the microphone about 5 o'clock in the afternoon because, again, he has to make that early bird special over at Denny's. And he proceeds to yell at you. It's Grandpa Simpson yelling at the clouds. He's going to yell at you if you're unvaccinated. And you know what? He's going to yell at you if you're vaccinated, too, because the fact is, if you were just madder at your neighbor, if you were more angry at the person who lives next door to you, then that would fix the country. So he starts off by talking about how frustrated he is with the people who are still not vaccinated. Right? Again, this is a free country, or it used to be. I'm not angry at the people who aren't vaccinated. I'm not. Again, I am very pro-vaccine. I've told everybody in my office I think they ought to get the vaccine. Many of them didn't listen. That is their business. That doesn't make me angry because I'm not a tyrant. Joe Biden is a tyrant, so it makes him super angry when people don't listen to him, and the people that it impacts are the people who didn't listen to him. And again, this would be one thing if the unvaccinated were actually posing a danger to the people who are vaccinated. They are not. But that mixed message was completely elided here because, again, this is not about anything other than Joe Biden is a damned coward who wants to shift the blame for his own failures onto the backs of other Americans. So here he is.
Many of us are frustrated with the nearly 80 million Americans who are still not vaccinated, even though the vaccine is safe, effective, and free.
Okay, how about the Americans who have natural immunity? There are studies after studies showing that natural immunity is more durable than vaccine immunity. And yet there are no provisions in Joe Biden's proposed rule for people who have antibodies, for people who already have natural immunity. None, because this isn't about science. It's about yelling at people. He continues along these lines. He just kept hammering this over and over. If you're unvaccinated, it's your fault I'm doing this. It's your fault that I'm hurting everybody. Right, Zach? It's not my fault I'm hurting you. It's your fault that I'm hurting you. Here's Joe Biden.
The vast majority of Americans are doing the right thing. Nearly three quarters of the eligible have gotten at least one shot. But one quarter has not gotten any. That's nearly 80 million Americans not vaccinated. And a country as large as ours, that's 25% minority. That 25% can cause a lot of damage, and they are.
To whom? To whom? To the 25%. Right? Which Joe Biden freely admits. This is how you know that he's a dishonest, lying sack of... This is how you know it. Right? Because when he says that they're causing a lot of damage, again, the rule of externalities, right, which is where government very often comes into play, is I can wave my fist around until it hits you in the face. And that is the general rule of externalities. But what Joe Biden is now saying is that he gets to intervene if I wave my fist around and it hits me in the face. If you're unvaccinated, you are not a danger to the vaccinated. You know who knows this? Joe Biden, who said it last night.
I want to emphasize that the vaccines provide very strong protection from severe illness from COVID-19. I know there's a lot of confusion and misinformation, but the world's leading scientists confirm that if you are fully vaccinated, your risk of severe illness from COVID-19 is very low. In fact, based on available data from the summer, only one out of every 160,000 fully vaccinated Americans was hospitalized for COVID per day.
So what the hell are you trying to yell at people for? I don't understand. I'm vaccinated. Again, I do not give... You can ask the people in my office. As soon as I was 2 weeks out from my final vaccination, I came into the office and people had been masking up, right? Many of the people in the office had been masking because I was concerned about me getting it and transmitting to my parents who are 65. I wasn't particularly worried about me getting sick, but I was worried about transmitting to my parents. And then I came in and people said, you know, do you want us to wear the mask? I said, first of all, like, I never told you you had to wear the mask, but if you want to take it off, I really don't care now. Like, I really don't care because it doesn't matter to me. Joe Biden is saying it shouldn't matter to you. Once you are vaccinated, you are safe. But you should still be angry at the unvaccinated. Right? And he just continues along these lines. It makes no sense. Here he is saying another incoherent, nonsensical thing.
For the vast majority of you who've gotten vaccinated, I understand your anger at those who haven't gotten vaccinated. I understand the anxiety about getting a breakthrough case. But as the science makes clear, if you're fully vaccinated, you're highly protected from severe illness. Even if you get COVID-19. In fact, recent data indicates there is only one confirmed positive case per 5,000 fully vaccinated Americans per day. You're as safe as possible, and we're doing everything we can to keep it that way. Keep it that way. Keep you safe.
Okay, so this old man is telling you that you're safe once you're vaccinated. But then he says this. He says, no, you're not safe. So on the one hand, you're safe because you got vaccinated. On the other hand, you're unsafe. Now, let me ask, why is he saying you're unsafe? The reason he's saying you're unsafe is because he wants the lockdowns. He wants the mandates. He wants those things so he can justify his failed economic policies, so he can justify a turn away from your focus on Afghanistan, and so that he can justify you being angry, not at him, but at somebody else. Be mad at anybody, just not Joe Biden. This is the Biden doctrine in a nutshell. Be angry at everybody except for Joe Biden. Get to more of this cowardice in just 1 second. First, let me tell you about a new movie that is coming up, and I'm really excited about it because I'm a huge Clint Eastwood fan. I mean, I'm talking about everything from his very early career, like the Westerns, like Dirty Harry, all the way up to and including his latest films, like Richard Jewell. He has a brand new movie out. It is great. Warner Brothers Pictures presents Cry Macho from legendary director Clint Eastwood. It's the story of being lost and found. Eastwood returns on screen as a one-time rodeo star and washed-up horse breeder who takes a job to bring his ex-boss's young son home from Mexico. The unlikely pair face an unexpectedly challenging journey home. The only road home is through redemption. In theaters, on HBO Max for 31 days, September 17th. Rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. The movie is great. I can tell you, Clint Eastwood, I mean, there is no better director alive. And Clint Eastwood in film, man's just a presence. He's a presence. He remains a presence. At his age, one of the great American icons. Go check out his brand new movie starting September 17th, Cry Macho, in theaters and on HBO Max for 31 days. Already coming up, more from Joe Biden's dictatorial speech. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice, be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
In 2007, Marine First Lieutenant Travis Mannion was killed in Iraq after saving his wounded teammates. Travis's legacy lives on through the words he spoke before his final deployment. If not me, then who? Words that today fuel the spirit of Travis Mannion Foundation. And through TMF, these words can live in you too. Show the world what you're made of, because character is invisible until it's not. Find out how you can strengthen the character of your community alongside empowered veterans, families of the fallen, and inspired civilians at TravisMannion.org.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden is incoherent and not with us, but also dictatorial, which is a bad combo. He says you're safe, right? You're safe from COVID. But then he says you're not safe from COVID. So you're safe, but not so safe. You're super safe, guys. The vaccine is great and it works fantastic. Also, you're deeply unsafe from your colleagues, which is why we have to restrict all of you. It's why we have to restrict them. They're the bad guys, right? We have to make sure that you don't work as a vaccinated person next to an unvaccinated person. Here's Joe Biden saying incoherent nonsense as per his usual routine.
The bottom line, we're going to protect vaccinated workers from unvaccinated coworkers. We're going to reduce the spread of COVID-19 by increasing the share of the workforce that is vaccinated in businesses all across America.
He just said, if you're vaccinated, you're safe. Now he's saying, if you're vaccinated, you have to be protected from your unvaccinated coworkers. Again, this is about yelling at people who are not Joe Biden. And then he continues to just berate unvaccinated. By the way, if you want to get unvaccinated Americans to vaccinate, you know what you don't do? You get on TV. You don't get on TV and yell at them about how dumb they are. You try to convince them. You try to actually work with them. You say, listen, go. You're an individual. Go to your doctor and ask what's best for you and let the doctor do the work. Right. There are things that you can do to convince unvaccinated Americans to get vaccinated. And then there's going to be a hardcore of people who don't want to get vaccinated. And that's their choice. That is their prerogative, because as Joe Biden says, if you are vaccinated, you are safe. If you are vaccinated, you are safe. That is what the science says. But now we're going to implement policies based on the precise reverse, that if you're vaccinated, you're somehow not safe. Okay, so again, he's just going to yell more at the unvaccinated. It's unreal.
My message to unvaccinated Americans is this. What more is there to wait for? What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. The vaccine is FDA approval. Over 200 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
No, it hasn't. It has not. It has cost the other unvaccinated. Your refusal has not. I live in Florida. You know what the unvaccinated's refusal has cost me? Nothing. Nothing. It hasn't cost me except for some dictatorial idiot in the bureaucracy who insists that we mask kids for no apparent data reason, or some idiotic bureaucratic ninnies who think that they get to mandate that you can't go into a business or something. Okay, and that's their choice. Okay, that is the choice of the bureaucracy. If you don't like the rules coming from the bureaucrat, that's the fault of the bureaucrat. That is not the fault of the people who live next door to you who don't think like you do about the vaccine. I keep coming back to this. It is such cowardice. It's unbelievable cowardice here from the president of the United States. And then he continues along these lines, and he decides he's going to yell at elected officials, right? He's going to say it's not just the unvaccinated. And the biggest problem is also that we have governors. Who are not pushing vaccinations. Now, I have a question. Which governor isn't pushing vaccinations? Can you name a single one? Ron DeSantis has been pushing vaccinations since day one. In fact, there's a 60 Minutes article, a 60 Minutes story about how terrible Ron DeSantis was, such a terrible human being, for vaccinating the elderly first and getting publics to disseminate the vaccine. So Republican governors, Abbott, Lee, Noem, DeSantis, they have all been pushing the vaccine. They've all been saying that you should get the vaccine. Okay, so it is not about Republican governors not saying you should get the vaccine. Every single one has pushed the vaccine so far as I am aware. It is about the fact that they are not mandating masks. It's about the fact that they still want you to be able to live your life, which is why their states are doing better, economically speaking, than blue states that Joe Biden agrees with. So on the one hand, he is saying, if you're vaccinated, you're safe. And if you're unvaccinated, the pandemic applies to you. On the other hand, he is saying, damn it, these stupid red state governors and their unwillingness to protect the unvaccinated from the other unvaccinated through mask mandates and from the vaccinated through mask mandates. He can't have it both ways, but he is wanting to have it both ways. So here he is yelling at governors.
Well, what makes it incredibly more frustrating is that we have the tools to combat COVID-19 and a distinct minority of Americans, supported by a distinct minority of elected officials, are keeping us from turning the corner. These pandemic politics, as I refer to, are making people sick, causing unvaccinated people to die. We cannot allow these actions to stand in the way of protecting the large majority of Americans who have done their part and want to get back to life as normal.
This is Orwellian bullshit. It's unbelievable. He said, okay, so he is saying that if you don't put down a mask mandate, you are causing unvaccinated people to die. No, you are not. The according to Joe Biden himself, 1 second ago, okay, within the last second, according to Joe Biden, the unvaccinated are causing the unvaccinated to die by not vaccinating. Mandating masks isn't causing, or failure to mandate masks is not causing the unvaccinated to die. The unvaccinated not vaccinating is causing the unvaccinated to die. And when he says, we can't allow these actions to stand in the way of protecting the majority of Americans who've done their part and want to get back to life as normal, I've been back to life as normal since day that I got vaccinated. So have my parents. So has everybody else vaccinated who is not out of their damned mind. The minute you got vaccinated, you were good to go. But according, and Joe Biden says that. He says it. And then he's still like, no. In order to prevent my authoritarian mandates, we have to go after these unvaccinated people. It's their fault I'm doing this to you. Joe Biden is now the 7-year-old kid with the 4-year-old little brother taking the 4-year-old's hand, smacking the 4-year-old in the face and going, why are you hitting yourself? Why are you hitting yourself? That is who the president of the United States is. He is hitting you. This is his stupid policy. It makes no sense. And then he continues along these lines, going after other elected officials.
And to make matters worse, there are elected officials actively working to undermine the fight against COVID-19. Instead of encouraging people to get vaccinated and mask up, they're ordering mobile morgues for the unvaccinated dying from COVID in their communities. This is totally unacceptable.
Who is the governor who is not urging people to get vaccinated? Notice how he slipped in and mask up. Basically, we now live under the auspices of an administrative blob that can do whatever the hell it wants to you at any time based on vague authorities granted to it by a cowardly Congress over the course of the last 50 years. That's what we live under. Alrighty, coming up, we'll get into Joe Biden's actual policy here. It's just as bad as his rhetoric. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
This Sunday, Lake Cutting Park will be smoking as those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Fundraiser. Partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, and a beverage. Eat it there, use the convenient drive-thru. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $12 at the event or pre-purchase for $10 from any Asphalt Cowboy. Paid Marts at Remington Anderson or Lulu's restaurant on Pine Street at Cypress Avenue. Lulu's serves great food and drinks at affordable prices 7 days a week. Soup, salad, sandwiches, steak, seafood, and Italian dishes. Everything is made fresh daily at Lulu's. And you can order prime rib any time of the day, plus the very best Bloody Mary in town. Catering and banquet facilities are also available with customized menus to fit your budget. Join us this Sunday at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue.
Taste of Reading is back. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary presents the 14th annual Taste of Reading 2021, Sunday, September 12th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and micro brews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.com. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, Bartosh, Refugia, Soul Punch, and the Stone Hearts. Reading West Rotary would like to especially thank O2 Employment Services and Cornerstone Community Bank for their underwriting sponsorship to our local restaurants at this year's Taste of Reading. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 14th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, September 12th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find a complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best-tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out. and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
89.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden's actual policies here, they make no sense. So up till now, we've just been talking about his approach. His approach is, simultaneously, if you're vaccinated, you're safe, but also you're super unsafe from the unvaccinated. Also, governors who urge you to get vaccinated are bad because they also didn't urge you to mask because we have to protect the unvaccinated from the vaccinated, even though what we're actually trying to do is get the unvaccinated vaccinated. This is his approach. And by the way, all the policies that I am cramming down on you are the fault of your fellow Americans, not my fault. That is what the president of the United States, this doddering fool, is saying to you. Then we get to the actual policy. And the policy is not only nonsensical, it completely runs roughshod over the constitutional division between the federal government and the states. So let's be clear about this. States do have enormous power in the area of public health. The federal government does not. The reason the federal government does not is because, typically speaking, the founding fathers did not want to give a giant overarching public health bureaucracy the ability to mandate things on millions of Americans. The notion that the federal government could, using an administrative bureaucracy without any congressional action, simply cram down on some 100 million Americans working at companies that have over 100 employees, a mandate that they either get tested every week or get vaccinated or get fired, and the threat to fine every company $14,000 for every violation, which is a threat to bankrupt every major company or mid-sized to major company in the United States. Now, that is the notion you could do that without any sort of congressional approval, let alone any sort of constitutional edifice to support this on. It just demonstrates that the administrative bureaucracy really runs the country and that our country is no longer run by elected officials. Basically, you have a dictator who sits at the top of the executive branch, and he tells his lawyers to go find some excuse in some vaguely worded enabling document for a three-letter bureaucracy or four-letter bureaucracy and just go do what I want. That's the way government is now run. We elect our dictator once every 4 years, and then he just tells the entrenched bureaucracy to go find an excuse for him to do whatever the hell he wants. And then we wait for the courts to maybe save us or maybe not. Okay, so Joe Biden begins his announcement of what these vaccine policies are going to look like, and we're going to go through the details of his vaccine policies in just 1 second. He begins it by saying this isn't about freedom of personal choice. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It would not be about freedom of personal choice if you were talking about externalities to other people who had no capacity to protect themselves. Right? I'm not allowed to pollute a river and then say that that is freedom or personal choice because other people drink from the river. I am allowed to say I do not wish to protect myself from this thing for whatever reason, so long as it is not affecting you. That's the whole point. Once the vaccinations are in place, it is not affecting anybody who wants to be protected. But here is Joe Biden denying it's about freedom or personal choice because, again, he gets to tell you what freedom or personal choice constitute. Freedom is what he says it is. Personal choice is what he says it is. Me running my business the way I see fit and allowing my employees to live the way they see fit, that is not freedom. Freedom is him telling us what to do. Freedom extends just as far as Joe Biden's grasp. Here is Joe Biden on this particular topic.
This is not about freedom or personal choice. It's about protecting yourself and those around you, the people you work with, the people you care about, the people you love. My job as president is to protect all Americans. So tonight, I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated or show a negative test at least once a week.
Okay, so his policy is now that via the Department of Labor and OSHA, right, via a four-letter bureaucracy, they are going to tell every major business in the United States that you need to either force your workers to get vaccinated or force them to show a negative test at least once a week, right? This is his proposal. Now, how exactly is this going to be implemented? Nobody knows. He doesn't make any of this clear. And in fact, members of the media are asking about it. First of all, there are, as we'll see in a second, there are a bunch of exceptions to his rule. It turns out that if you're a special, meaning if you work for the federal government and you have a union, then you're protected. But if you're a private business owner, he is going to screw you beyond imagining. He's threatening, again, a $14,000 fine for every person who is not forced to comply with the vaccine or testing regimen. So we have like 200 employees at Daily Wire. Let's say 100 of them are vaccinated and 100 aren't. So according to Joe Biden, if we at Daily Wire refuse to test these people once a week and show a negative test or force them to get vaccinated, then every single violation for every single employee every single week is finable to the tune of $14,000, which means, last I checked, if that's 100 employees, you're talking about $1.4 million a week, right? So he's getting bankrupt, every business in America. What that's going to require is an enormous, huge new bureaucracy whose job it is to just monitor all these businesses doing their reporting requirements, or they're going to have to send people down to make sure that you're not actually falsifying the data. This is truly totalitarian sort of stuff. We'll get some more on this in just 1 second. First, it is really, really important to use a VPN. Okay, you're online all the time. You're doing your business there, your personal stuff there. And there are people who are watching over your shoulder. I mean, even if we're not talking about hackers, your own ISP is grabbing your data and then using it and monetizing it for whatever they want to do with it. Well, it's your data. Why shouldn't you make sure that it is contained? Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like going to the bathroom, not closing the door. ISPs know every single website you visit. ISPs can sell that information to ad companies and tech giants. They'll use that data to target you. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet, so your online activity can't be seen by anyone. It's as easy as closing the bathroom door. Fire up the app, click one button. It's rated number one by CNET and TechRadar. It works on phones, laptops, even routers. Everyone who shares your Wi-Fi can be protected. I use ExpressVPN every time I go online. You should as well. Secure your online activity by visiting expressvpn.com/ben today. That's expressvpn.com/ben. You can get an extra 3 months for free. That's expressvpn.com/ben. Once more, expressvpn.com/ben. Alrighty. Again, there are exceptions to his rule. Exceptions to his rule, as it turns out, include people who work for public sector unions. According to the Washington Post, U.S. Postal Service workers were not included in Biden's executive order requiring all federal employees to get vaccinated against the coronavirus, according to a White House official speaking on the condition of anonymity to discuss not yet public portions of the president's plan. Now, this is one of the elements of the president's plan. For the private sector, the law. For the public sector, everything. Right, so Joe Biden says he's going to sign an executive order, and it's going to require all executive branch federal employees to be vaccinated, except for the ones who we have deals with.
Next, I will sign an executive order that will now require all executive branch federal employees to be vaccinated. All. And I've signed another executive order that will require federal contractors to do the same. If you want to work with the federal government and do business with us, get vaccinated.
Okay, so first of all, he's lying for a huge swath of workers. According to the Washington Post, 644,000 employees, you know, the people who bring your mail every day, the people who are most likely to be in contact with you, Joe American, every single day, those people are not going to have to get vaccinated or do the testing regimen because they have a union, the American Postal Workers Union, and that union gives a lot of money to Democrats. So that means that the Postal Service is now exempt. Also, according to the Washington Post, the largest union representing federal workers pushed back against the specifics of implementation. According to the Washington Post, Everett Kelly, president of the American Federation of Government Employees, says, quote, changes like this should be negotiated with our bargaining units where appropriate. Put simply, workers deserve a voice in their working conditions. So in all likelihood, if there is a union deal with the federal government, the unions will be exempted. So basically, if you're in the private sector, you are screwed, is the way that Joe Biden is going to attempt to implement this. Tyrannical. We're going to get to, by the way, the legality of all this in just 1 second after we get through the policy. So he begins with the proposition that if you're a private employer with over 100 employees, then he's going to force you to either force your employees to be vaccinated or get tested once a week and provide a negative COVID test, whether they are symptomatic or asymptomatic, or fire them, right? That is going to be your job as an employer. Who's going to pay for this? Doesn't make clear. So if you're an employer who has 100, first of all, if you're an employer with 100 employees, you're just going to fire two people, right? Then you're not subject to the mandate. Okay, second, how are you actually going to pay for the testing regimen? Okay, because these tests aren't free and cost $50, $100 depending on the kind of test you are doing. So you're talking about adding a burden to mid-sized businesses that may be their entire profit margin. Let's say that you have 200 employees, right? You're a solid-sized business, but you're not like a massive business. You have 200 employees. And let's say it costs $50 per employee to do these tests. So you're talking about $10,000 a week to do these tests. So that's $40,000 a month. That's not an insignificant amount of money. And so what are people going to do? What, you're going to force your employees to pay for the tests? just going to up prices. Like, this is none of this. And again, he's doing all of this at a time when employers are facing inflation. They can't get enough people to actually come back to work in the first place. Okay, so that's bad policy. Then he's got his executive order with regard to federal employees, which, as we've discussed, doesn't apply to all federal employees. Okay, but it doesn't stop there. He also says that he's going to encourage people running large entertainment venues not to allow people in who are unvaccinated. So now they're going to check your card at all of the Broadway shows and all of the movie theaters. The movie theaters, by the way, are struggling to come back as it is. So now he's saying he wants them to issue a vaccine mandate with regard to their own customers. He wants college football stadiums to start checking vaccine cards at the door. Good luck with this, Bob.
And for other sectors, I issue this appeal to those of you running large entertainment venues, from sports arenas to concert venues to movie theaters. Please require folks to get vaccinated or show a negative test as a condition of entry.
Amazing. Okay, and he didn't stop there. He also wants boosters. By the way, in contravention of two of his top members of his own FDA and the WHO, we'll get some more in just 1 second first. Let me tell you about a new movie that is coming up, and I'm really excited about it because I'm a huge Clint Eastwood fan. I mean, I'm talking about everything from his very early career, like the Westerns, like Dirty Harry, all the way up to and including his latest films, like Richard Jewell. He has a brand new movie out. It is great. Warner Brothers Pictures presents Cry Macho from legendary director Clint Eastwood. It's the story of being lost and found. Eastwood returns on screen as a one-time rodeo star and washed-up horse breeder who takes a job to bring his ex-boss's young son home from Mexico. The unlikely pair face an unexpectedly challenging journey home. The only road home is through redemption. In theaters, on HBO Max for 31 days, September 17th. Rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. The movie is great. I can tell you, Clint Eastwood, I mean, there is no better director alive. And Clint Eastwood in film, man's just a presence. He's a presence. He remains a presence at his age. One of the great American icons. Go check out his brand new movie starting September 17th, Cry Macho, in theaters and on HBO Max for 31 days. Alrighty, coming up, Joe Biden doesn't just want to force businesses to vaccinate. He's also pushing booster shots in a way that is not backed by science as of yet. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
Sign up for a library card. With a library card, you can discover new and exciting worlds. From borrowing audiobooks, to streaming movies, to taking virtual do-it-yourself classes, there's so much you can access with a library card. Pursue your passions and dreams through your library's resources and programs. September is Library Card Sign-Up Month. Join the festivities by getting your own library card today. Visit your library's website for more information. Sponsored by the American Library Association.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden's big plans didn't stop at forcing every business in the United States with upward of 100 employees to force their employees to vaccinate or test, or to pressure all large entertainment venues to vaccine card everybody. He also has now said that he is going to be pushing booster shots. Now, here's the problem. There's very conflicting evidence on who exactly should get booster shots. And just last week, two top officials at the FDA resigned over the Biden administration's booster shot plan. Right. That, of course, is according to Business Insider. Dr. Marion Gruber, director of the FDA's Office of Vaccines Research and Review, and her deputy, Dr. Philip Kraus, plan to leave the FDA in October and November. BioCentury first reported the news on Tuesday. Okay, the reason that they left, apparently, is because they didn't like the booster shot plan. The reason they didn't like the booster shot plan is because the Biden administration announced it before the FDA had even done the research on it. Okay, so just think about this for a second. Imagine if all of this were Trump. Remember, Trump was an authoritarian dictator. He was a tyrant, and he was wrecking all of the norms and institutions. And here you have Joe Biden actually doing all this stuff and not a peep. So here's Joe Biden talking about booster shots. Now, listen, I am not anti-booster shots. I think that the data is highly variable based on your age. If you are 30 years old and you had two shots, I'm not sure that you need a third shot. If you're 65, maybe you need a shot. If you're 80, you probably do need a third shot. Okay, but Joe Biden doesn't care about any of that. He's just throwing shit at the wall at this point to see what sticks.
Last month, our top government doctors announced an initial plan for booster shots for vaccinated Americans. They believe that the booster is likely to provide the highest level of protection yet. Of course, the decision of which booster shots to give, when to start them, and who will give them will be left completely to the scientists at the FDA and the Centers for Disease Control.
By the way, do you believe that? Literally two FDA guys just stepped down yesterday, or last week, rather, because he was interfering. In the same way they kept accusing Trump of interfering. He's interfered over and over and over again. The CDC has set standards based on the American Federation of Teachers' whims at the behest of the Biden administration. Anthony Fauci shifts his guidance every single week based on what Joe Biden is saying that week. You really believe these are independent agencies? And this is not me being against booster shots. This is me pointing out that if you think this administration is guided by anything remotely resembling science, you're out of your damned mind. This is all politics all the way down for these guys, which, by the way, is why people are not getting vaccinated, because they don't trust these people because they are political in the extreme. They're political top to bottom. They're like, why doesn't anyone trust us? Because you're political hacks and you lie all the damn time. That's why. And I'm pro-vaccine. I'm angry at you for keeping people unvaccinated by lying to them for a year. It's unreal. By the way, I'm old enough to remember when the WHO was the gold standard when it came to all of this, right? If you contradicted the WHO on YouTube, then this meant that YouTube would take you down. The WHO has now said that rich countries shouldn't be doing booster shots. The WHO director, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said he was appalled at the decision by so many of these countries to push booster shots in the face of huge swaths of the global population that don't actually have a COVID vaccine yet. Okay, but Joe Biden didn't stop here. Joe Biden also went after the schools. So he decided that he was going to jabber about how we need to mask up at schools. Again, the data on masking at schools does not exist. There is no data that masking at schools, particularly cloth masks, does a damn bit of difference. There's not one study that demonstrates this for schooling. And here is Joe Biden pushing it anyway.
We know that if schools follow the science and implement the safety measures like testing, masking, adequate ventilation systems, which we provided the money for, social distancing, and vaccinations, then children can be safe from COVID-19 in schools. Today, About 90% of school staffs and teachers are vaccinated. We should get that to 100%.
Okay, so I have a question here. Let's assume that he's right for a second. We need to get the entire school staff vaccinated because they're going to infect the kids or something, even though the stats show that unvaccinated children, this new British data, unvaccinated kids are safer from COVID-19 than vaccinated adults. That is how non-deadly COVID is to people under the age of 18 in the United States and abroad. Okay, well, let's just say, though, that you want to get 100% of the teachers vaccinated. So he just said every private business in the United States is going to be forced to get their people vaccinated or to test once a week. Why can't he do the same in public schools? After all, it is a workplace, is it not? The answer is he's not going to do that because the American Federation of Teachers doesn't want it. He's not going to do that because the NEA might protest. It's all political. And how do you know that it's all political? Because he took the time once again to go after the governors and to state, by the way, that he's just going to run roughshod over the Constitution. He's like, if governors don't do what I want, I'm just going to blow them down. Here he goes.
My plan also takes on elected officials in states that are undermining you and these life-saving actions. Right now, local school officials are trying to keep children safe in a pandemic while their governor picks a fight with them and even threatens their salaries or their jobs. Talk about bullying in schools. If they'll not help, if these governors won't help us beat the pandemic, I'll use my power as president to get them out of the way.
I'll get governors out of the way. This is dictator talk, guys. Under what article of the Constitution does it say that the President of the United States, under Article 2, what provision does it say the President of the United States, without any statutory authority, can run roughshod over state authority on public health matters? Where? He doesn't have any of that power, but he's just going to run over them. And by the way, his own people are saying that. They're using that kind of language on a regular basis now, that he's just going to run right over people. You think dictatorships can't happen in the United States? You're watching the formation of a dictatorship in the United States right now under Joe Biden. That doesn't mean elections are going to go away. It does mean that you have a permanent bureaucracy staffed by unelected people who can be directed to overrun your rights at the whim of a person who is unanswerable to the public except once every 4 years. And the legislature is a complete vestigial organ of government. Does that feel comforting to you? Most institutions of government go away. This is why the founders set up these institutions in the first place, as checks and balances. Well, if all the checks and balances go away, and you're just electing your dictator every 4 years, how is that freedom? How is that liberty? The answer is it really isn't. By the way, the notion that local school officials are trying to keep kids safe in a pandemic with all of this masking and all that. Again, data. How about some data? It's local school officials who kept the schools closed in half the country for most of last year. It's only state mandates that required the schools to be open in blue areas in red states last year. Okay, but let no good crisis go to waste. He's not going to finish with that. We also need to spend more money, of course. Here's Joe Biden declaring he's going to spend more money.
Because of our vaccination program and the American Rescue Plan, which we passed early in my administration, we've had record job creation for a new administration. Economic growth unmatched in 40 years. We cannot let unvaccinated do this progress, undo it, turn it back. So tonight, I'm announcing additional steps to strengthen our economic recovery.
Okay, and then he finished by saying that we all have to come together. So the unvaccinated are to blame. The governors are to blame. Everybody is to blame, except for Joe Biden, who's the actual one pushing dictatorial policy. Now let's come together, guys. Unity.
We have the tools. Now we just have to finish the job with truth, with science, with confidence. And together, as one nation, look, we're the United States of America. There's nothing, not a single thing we're unable to do if we do it together. So let's stay together. God bless you all and all those who continue to serve on the front lines of this pandemic. And may God protect our troops. Get vaccinated.
Get vaccinated. I also think you should get vaccinated. But here's what I'm not willing to do. Take an enormous diarrhea dump all over 80 million Americans because I'm a failure. That's not what I'm willing to do. Joe Biden's willing to do that, which apparently makes him a great president. Then, by the way, he just walked away. Out. No questions. As per our usual arrangement, early bird dinner at Denny's is waiting, and that rerun of Matlock that he's been eager for. Catch you later, guys. Bye. making policy at whim based on nothing more than the political necessity of the moment. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. President Biden says he's disappointed in GOP governors who are blocking mask and vaccine mandates. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president took his new COVID-19 message to a Washington, D.C. middle school where he said if schools implement masking, vaccinations, and testing,
then children can be safe in schools, safe from COVID-19.
Asked about Republican efforts to fight his vaccine mandates, he said he was disappointed in GOP governors who he said have been so cavalier with the health of their communities.
Well, we're playing for real here. This isn't a game.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
20 years after terrorists brought down the World Trade Center, people still coming forward to report illnesses possibly related to the toxic dust. To date, the U.S. has spent nearly $12 billion on care and compensation. Rapidly moving thunderstorms with lightning and very little rain drawing across Northern California the past day or two, raising the new risk now of wildfires in the region. Also at townhall.com, correspondent Ben Thomas says there's more evidence of rising inflation.
The Labor Department reports inflation at the wholesale level climbed 8.3% last month from August 2020. That's the biggest annual gain since the department started calculating the 12-month number. Supply chain bottlenecks and a shortage of workers have been a major factor. The Fed Chair Jerome Powell has called the price spikes temporary.
Transportation Department detailing efforts now that it's making to help airline customers who did not get refunds after their flights were canceled during the early days of the pandemic last year. Department says it investigated 20 airlines, 18 of those probes still going on. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The United States has killed Osama bin Laden.
Hours after that announcement, the White House leaked that it was SEAL Team 6 that carried out the operation. Al-Qaeda placed bounties on the heads of all Navy SEALs. Then, just 3 months later,
Extortion 17 requested permission to take off.
A U.S. Army helicopter carrying many from SEAL Team 6 and others entered the Tagi Valley.
That's all flash. You seen flash?
Everybody out there, we have a fallen angel. Roger.
Extortion 17, the provocative new film telling the story of the largest loss of life in U.S. Special Forces history, now playing on SalemNow.com. Questions quickly arise. Why did it take 17 minutes to fly a 10-minute mission? Was there a black box on board?
Every American should be taught about what happened in Extortion 17.
What really happened to SEAL Team 6 that dreadful night? Fallen Angel, Extortion 17, the story most Americans don't know. Watch exclusively at SalemNow.com.
A judge has temporarily blocked Florida's anti-riot law in a win for several groups claiming the law was unconstitutional.
U.S. District Judge Mark Walker ruled the bill violated the First Amendment. According to Walker, plaintiffs and their members' First Amendment rights are chilled by parts of the law. Walker declared the legislation was too broad and made the definition of a riot unclear. The bill includes not letting those arrested during a riot post bail until their first court hearing and doesn't allow cities to cut police budgets without state approval. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis said that the state would be appealing the decision, and he is confident he will win. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A federal judge ordering Apple to dismantle part of the competitive barricade guarding its closely run app store, threatening one of the iPhone maker's biggest moneymakers, could also potentially save app developers billions of dollars that would encourage them to lower prices. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Well, Americans tomorrow, of course, will pay tribute to those who died in the 9/11 terrorist attack 2 decades ago. Kathy Cunningham lost her brother, Donald W. Robertson, and attended last year's anniversary gathering, saying she would never miss the reading of the names of those who died that day.
We come to read names in honor of my brother and all those lost on 9/11. We wish we didn't have to be here. But we have a story to tell, and our story is to keep their memory alive.
At an anniversary event on September 11th in 2019, the superintendent of the Flight 93 National Memorial said the 40 passengers and crew of the plane that crashed in Pennsylvania sacrificed their lives to save many others. All across America tomorrow, folks from all walks of life will pause and remember those who died. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. This show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Don't like big tech and the government spying on you? Visit ExpressVPN.com/Ben. Well, you've been hearing a lot from the mainstream media and from members of the left that it is totally fine, legally, what Joe Biden is attempting to do with these vaccine mandates. That is not the case. So, here's the reality. This thing is likely never to take effect. There'll be injunctions against it at the state and federal level. This will likely end up at the Supreme Court of the United States. It is highly unlikely the Supreme Court of the United States is going to uphold it. Now, you've heard a bunch of idiots on Twitter tell you that this is definitely constitutional. This mandate is definitely going to be upheld by the courts. And they've been citing a few provisions of law in an attempt to justify all of this. So let's go through this for just one second. So they like to cite a case from 1905. It's called Jacobson versus Massachusetts. Hey, in that case, the question was whether the state of Massachusetts could, in fact, compel vaccination. And what the court found is that the state could. The court found, quote, "The police power of a state embraces such reasonable regulations relating to matters completely within its territory and not affecting the people of other states, established directly by legislative enactment, as will protect the public health and safety. While a local regulation, even if based on the acknowledged police power of a state, must always yield in case of conflict with the exercise by the general power of any, by the general government of any power it possesses under the Constitution, the mode or manner of exercising police power is wholly within the discretion of the state, so long as the Constitution of the United States is not contravened." Okay, now, the first thing that you'll notice about this decision is that this has nothing to do with the federal government. Quote, "It is within the police power of a state to enact a compulsory vaccination law. And it is for the legislature and not for the courts to determine in the first instance whether vaccination is or is not the best mode for the prevention of smallpox and the protection of public health." So, this is now two questions. One, the federal government and a state. Number two, the argument being made here is that the legislature is supposed to be making the rules here, right? Not at the executive level. Even maybe within a state. Okay, so Jacobson is not good case law on point here. It does not relate to the case at hand. The federal government, through an executive agency without explicit authority to cram down this sort of broad-based and heavy-handed regulation on 100 million Americans, right? That is not what this case is about in any way, shape, or form. So anybody citing Jacobson to you has not read the case or just does not care. Okay, then we come to the question of what OSHA can do, right? The Occupational Safety and Health Administration. What exactly can they do? Now, there is a very, very solid case that OSHA is actually not a constitutional administration. And the reason I say that is because the Enabling Act for OSHA is really, really broad, like way too broad. I'm not writing that. Cass Sunstein, who is a liberal, writing from Virginia Law Review years ago, talks about this, 2008. Is OSHA unconstitutional? He says that the Occupational Safety and Health Act is wildly broad, right? There is no intelligible principle that limits the exercise of agency discretion. When the Secretary of Labor issues regulations governing tractors, ladders, or electrical equipment, the only question to be asked is whether one or another standard is reasonably necessary or appropriate. The agency is not required to do whatever is necessary in order to provide safe employment. its duty is to provide whatever is reasonably necessary. Even it can even reject what is reasonably necessary. So how does the OSHA administration decide what is reasonably necessary or appropriate? Completely vague. There's no way to tell. What we do know is that historically speaking, OSHA has never been used for anything remotely like this. The infectious disease provisions that OSHA has used have been entirely related to social safety places like nursing homes or healthcare providers, right, like a hospital. Never has OSHA promulgated a broad-based regulation on every private business with over 100 employees in the country telling them that they have to get everybody vaccinated or test. This has never been promulgated. That would normally require some sort of legislative action. So there is serious question as to whether OSHA on its face is constitutional. But even if you assume that it is constitutional, the notion that you can extend OSHA's authority over every business in the United States with regard to infectious disease, which has never been tried before, is quite crazy. And it is unprecedented. There are people who were talking about this last year, and this actually subjects the OSHA rules almost forthwith to judicial review. Alrighty, coming up, we're going to talk about how all of this could actually blow back on the Biden administration. It could be pretty bad for them going forward. First, let us talk about a simple fact. You don't trust the government. You don't trust big tech. Why would you trust either of those groups of people? So why exactly are you revealing your online data to them? This would be a dumb move. Instead, why not go get ExpressVPN today? ISPs, they know every single website you visit, and they can hand over that data to the government. They can hand it over to ad companies, tech giants. They just use that data to target you. ExpressVPN creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so your online activity can't be seen by anyone. It's as easy as closing the bathroom door. Fire up the app, click one button. It is rated number one by CNET and TechRadar. And that's for a reason. It works on phones, laptops, even routers, so everyone who shares your Wi-Fi can be protected. Secure your online activity today. Visit expressvpn.com/Ben. That's ExpressVPN.com/Ben. You can get an extra 3 months for free. That's expressvpn.com/Ben. I've been using ExpressVPN myself for years. It protects me. I feel safer using it every time I go online. I'm online all the damn time. Well, you should get it as well. ExpressVPN.com/Ben. Get an extra 3 months for free. So one of the big problems when it comes to administrative agency action, and this is getting technical, but it's really important, is a stupid doctrine created by the Supreme Court. It's called Chevron deference. Okay, so the basic rule the Supreme Court uses is that if there's an administrative agency, let's call it OSHA, and there is a broad mandate that comes from the legislature. So the legislature is filled with a bunch of cowards and idiots, and they pass a law that says OSHA can do whatever it wants. Right? That's the law. OSHA can now do whatever it wants. So how do you exactly rein in OSHA? So there are a few different ways that you can do it. Theoretically, the courts can set reasonable and necessary rules. So now the court is actually the lawmaker, right? The legislature delegated to OSHA. OSHA can't define its own rules, and now the courts are going to define its rules. Or there's Chevron deference. Chevron deference is the idea that an agency, because these are the experts, are best situated to interpret their own rules, okay, which is kind of crazy. Because now this means that you are generally not allowed to appeal an administrative agency decision to the judiciary. Because the judiciary says, okay, well, you know, we've washed our hands of this. Instead, this administrative agency makes its own rules because Congress told them to make their own rules. We can't intervene in that, so you get to deal with them. And if they make their own rules, which coincidentally happen to side with them, well, there's not much we can do about that. So Chevron deference has been a very difficult area of American law for quite a long time. It's pretty certain that there is now a majority on the Supreme Court to strike down Chevron deference and go back to a time when the courts routinely sort of drew limits around what executive agencies could do and tried to redefine the limits of how much authority could be delegated from the legislature to the executive branch. So ironically, what Joe Biden could end up doing here by promulgating such a broad-based and dictatorial mandate via OSHA, which again, its authority is not clear in this realm at all. What they could end up doing is having the Supreme Court step in and wipe away some of the fundamental bases for the administrative state, which would be quite ironic that Joe Biden, in order to avoid blame for his own economic failures and failures on COVID, and in order to deflect attention from Afghanistan, promulgates a regulation that doesn't go into place because it's badly written or badly drawn and has no source authority. It ends up being elevated to the Supreme Court level, and the Supreme Court ends up knocking out fundamental pillars of the administrative state that the left has relied on for literally a century in order to promulgate regulations and turn the executive branch into a quasi-legislature. That could be a kind of ironic result here. And frankly, I think that there is a high likelihood of that. So maybe there is a bright lining to this very dark cloud. which is that we could see the administrative state actually start to be pared back here. Some of us have been concerned with the administrative state for quite a while. It's time for the legislature to seize back its authority. If Congress is retaken by the Republicans in 2022, this needs to be first and foremost on the schedule. Start defunding these agencies and restricting their authorities and drawing lines around them right now. Don't submit budgets to the President of the United States unless there are strings attached to the executive authority that is invoked by these agencies. We now have the CDC doing eviction moratoria and OSHA telling businesses that they have to mandate vaccines among their workers. It's time to withdraw that authority, like, right now. And if Democrats won't do it, Republicans should run on it. And if Republicans run on it and win, they should immediately move to restrict administrative agency authority. Okay, all of that is assuming that we even get past the first step here. And the first step is that Joe Biden says that the OSHA regulation he's going to promulgate is going to be done under the emergency temporary standards. Okay, emergency temporary standards have typically not been used for stuff like this. In fact, the last litigated emergency temporary standard created by OSHA was about lowering the amount of asbestos that you were allowed to have at a work site, and it was struck down. Okay, so you could easily see a court saying this is not an emergency temporary standard. You have to go through the normal rulemaking process, which involves public feedback and then the promulgation of the rule and then maybe litigation over the rule. Joe Biden just wants to do this like super fast, knowing that it's probably going to get held up in the same way that he did the eviction moratorium, knowing that the court was immediately going to enjoin it. So I have serious doubts as to whether this thing ever is applied. But that's the whole point. The whole point here is to assert the authority, because it's a win-win for Joe Biden, according to his own political lights. On the one hand, if the thing is upheld, then he gets to play dictator, which is fun for him. He likes that. On the other hand, if the thing is enjoined, he gets to blame everybody else for his own failures. He gets to say, I've done what I can do. I've done what I can do. But the bottom line is really this. We are now setting the precedent, and it's multiple presidents who have done this. Obama did it. Trump really didn't. Now Biden's doing it. We have now set the precedent that governance by executive order via administrative branch fiat is going to be the only way that anything gets done in this country from now on, which is incredibly, incredibly dangerous, like super dangerous. Okay, meanwhile, there are states that are pushing back on all of this as well. They should. And so Ron DeSantis in Florida, he says, we are going to fight this with everything we've got.
How could we get to the point in the country where you would want to have someone lose their job because of their choice about the vaccine or not? I mean, look, some folks have reasons to do. Maybe they're making the wrong decision, but to put them out of work and send them and not let them earn a living because of this, I just think that that's fundamentally wrong. And I think that the more and more this has become coercive, where people have threatened mandates and firing and business consequences, the more it does that, I think the more people it alienates. I don't think it actually helps to get more people to ultimately do it. But I do not believe that people should lose their jobs over this issue. And we will fight that.
Okay, and he's not the only governor who is saying that private businesses are going to launch lawsuits on this basis as well. The bottom line is the pushback has begun. And the left has won for the course of decades, growth in government, social change, through incrementalism. And now they've ditched the incrementalism. Over the last year and a half, 2 years, they really have just said, we're going for broke. Whether it is BLM declaring the entire foundation of the United States corrupt and evil, and the Democratic Party going along with that ideological move, or whether it is the Biden administration basically dismantling every single check and balance they can find, whether it is surrender on the foreign front, or whether it is the complete dictatorial top-down approach of the left in corporations, the pushback is going to begin because they have not been approaching this in an incremental fashion, which is stupid politics. But you know what? I'm glad. Clarity is good. So now we have some clarity. Our president wants to be a dictator. He doesn't care about the constraints of his office. Our media cheer him on. And you have dolts like Joy Reid who are cheering this stuff on. And by the way, the notion that they keep on using, of course, is that if you actually stand up for the rights of Americans, it's because you want people to die of COVID. This is the way stupid people think about politics.
We haven't seen DeSantis weigh in yet, but he's probably so busy dealing with the 6 or 7 lawsuits that he's already lost trying to force COVID onto, you know, he wants COVID on cruise ships. He wants COVID in the schools. He wants COVID everywhere. Apparently he wants to spread it everywhere.
He wants to spread it everywhere. Right? This is the sort of stuff that gets pushed in our national media. Okay, so you have a choice as a citizen. Are you going to pay attention to people who lie to you on a routine basis and give you conflicting information on a routine basis? Who tell you vaccines are effective but also not effective and you should be scared? Who tell you that the only way for you to truly feel safe is to mandate that your neighbor get fired if they disagree with you on a particular issue, even when they pose no threat to you? What kind of America do you want this to be, and what kind of American do you want to be? Because now Joe Biden has made that choice extraordinarily clear. So you can either side with the tyranny, or you can side against it. Those are your choices. Alrighty, coming up, well, the Biden administration says that they are definitely going to force every single person who works for a major company in the United States to get vaccinated or test a lot. Any state that says that you can't kill your baby inside the womb, they have to be stopped. We'll get to that in a second. First, I like the way American financing does business, because buying a house, it's going to be one of the biggest transactions of your life. So you really do want a lender who's going to listen to you and not pressure you. I'm not a big fan of the hard sell. Somebody's going to find you the best deal, competitive rate, low monthly payment. You get the picture. By now, you should know why American Financing is the lender that I recommend. It's because they do business the right way. They take care of you. From custom loans to free mortgage reviews and guidance every step of the way, their salary-based mortgage consultants have been helping people just like you for over 20 years. By the way, the fact they're salary-based is a good thing. It means they are not commission-based. They're not going to be in the business of simply forcing things on you. Why not take 10 minutes to see if you can save up to $1,000 a month? 866-721-3300. That's 866-721-3300 to get more data, or visit AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. The reality is that mortgage rates are at all-time lows. You owe it to yourself to at least check out what American Financing can do for you. AmericanFinancing.net, or give them a call, 866-721-3300. Alrighty, coming up, the Biden administration is fighting mad about invasions of medical privacy when it comes to abortion. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden thinks that he has the federal power to compel every major business, mid-sized business in the United States to compel vaccination or testing. Right? They can force you to get the jab is basically the idea here. And as a fan of the jab, I still think they shouldn't force you to get the jab. But there's one thing the Biden administration will not stand for when it comes to medical privacy, and that is your ability to kill your baby in your womb. So just to get this straight, the position of this administration is that when it comes to killing the baby in your womb, you have an absolute right to privacy. But when it comes to whether or not you get a vaccine, you have no rights whatsoever. Here is Kamala Harris pushing precisely this nonsense yesterday.
Needless to say, the right of women to make decisions about their own bodies is not negotiable. The right of women to make decisions about their own bodies is their decision. It is their body. And no legislative institution has the right to circumvent the Constitution of the United States in an attempt to interfere with, much less to prevent, a woman to make those decisions.
So, just to get this straight, she has an absolute decision about her body. Now, I assume that what Kamala Harris would say there is that when it comes to vaccines, vaccines affect somebody else because you might transmit to somebody else. Except that if everyone has the capacity to get vaccinated, really not. Abortion absolutely 100% affects somebody else's body. In fact, that is the design of it, is to affect somebody else's body, namely the baby inside of you. But it is amazing that the absolute, I would say, enthusiasm for abortion, right, that we must protect a person's ability to kill the baby in their womb. We must protect that. Contrasted with their absolute disregard for your right not to get a vaccine, it remains stunning. Here's Merrick Garland, the Attorney General of the United States, the late departed Merrick Garland, who's not on the Supreme Court, but somehow was propped up as AG. Here he is talking about how the federal government is going to go after the Texas law. Now, here's the problem. They have no cause of action. It's an entirely internal state law. Not only that, the state law is not actually enforceable by the state. It is a private cause of action, so they really don't have any grounds. For the same reason the Supreme Court denied standing to decide the case so far, the Attorney General really has no grounds to go after the Texas state law. That's the cleverness of the law. But here is Merrick Garland saying they're going to do it anyway. When has the law ever been a barrier?
The act is clearly unconstitutional under longstanding Supreme Court precedent. Those precedents hold, in the words of Planned Parenthood versus Casey, that, quote, regardless of whether exceptions are made for particular circumstances, a state may not prohibit any woman from making the ultimate decision to terminate her pregnancy before viability.
Okay, here's one problem, just legally speaking. Number one, under the Constitution, the state can. Number two, under this law, the state isn't. Are you going to create a private cause of action? But again, the amount of alarm in the Democratic community over protecting the ability of somebody to kill a baby is so much larger than the amount of alarm, not only amount of alarm, they're enthusiastic about forcing you to get a vaccine. It's pretty impressive, and the compare-contrast is fairly telling. All right, in just a second, we're going to be joined by Joel Rosenberg, who had the interesting job of interviewing a bunch of Middle Eastern figures. We'll talk about the legacy of 9/11, what's going on in the Middle East. First, let us talk about a simple fact, and that is that if you've got a medical problem, you really should go get it solved. That's particularly true when it's something that is egregious and annoying and continual, and that's erectile dysfunction. So what exactly are you waiting for? It's not just going to go away on its own. Head on over to GetRoman.com/Ben right now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A U.S.-licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships you free with two-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/Ben, complete an online visit. You can take care of your ED without leaving your home. Complete an online visit today, connect with a healthcare professional, and get it taken care of. Go to GetRoman.com/Ben right now. You get $15 off your very first month. It's really time to get that ED treated. Remember, get started today. You save $15 on your first order of ED treatment. That's GetRoman.com/Ben. GetRoman.com/Ben right now. Get a medical problem solved and save $15 off your first month order. GetRoman.com/Ben. Alrighty, coming up, on the 20th anniversary of September 11th, people seem to have forgotten that the Middle East is a place that matters, but it still is. There's been a major political realignment in the Middle East that Democrats, the media, refuse to acknowledge. Joining us on the line in just a moment is a guest that has an inside view of that political realignment in the Middle East. It has ramifications for Americans. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday, 8 to 9. Are you awake? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you realize you're in an information war where we're losing our country? It's time to stand up and defend your freedoms, my brothers and sisters. Americans don't care what color you are. Those of the past do.
Professionals from all over the world have been working remotely, and the hardest part is finding a great place to focus and get the job done. Drop-in Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East offers modern and clean workspaces, call booths, conference rooms, and secure fast Wi-Fi. Drop-in's pricing is pay-as-you-go, with bundles of hours as low as $3 an hour. No contracts, no obligations. Drop-in Go Working, 155 Lake Boulevard East, next door to Starbucks and Subway across from Waterworks Park. Drop in for an hour or more and try it out. Dropin.mobi. That's dropin.mobi.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
.org.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So joining us on the line is Joel Rosenberg. He is a New York Times bestselling author of 15 novels and 5 nonfiction books with nearly 5 million copies sold. He's also founder and editor of All Israel News and All Arab News. And he has a brand new book out titled Enemies and Allies, an unforgettable journey inside the fast-moving and immensely turbulent modern Middle East as we approach September 11th. It's a good time to remember that the Middle East has been transformed in a wide variety of ways over the past 20 years, but particularly over the last 5 or 6. Joel, thanks so much for joining the show. Really appreciate it.
Great to be with you, Ben. Thank you.
So let's talk about your new book. So this is the only book that actually includes extensive on-the-record interviews with people ranging from Benjamin Netanyahu to Mohammed bin Salman, who's the crown prince of Saudi Arabia, to al-Sisi in Egypt. And why don't you talk a little bit about the kind of new Middle East? Because I think that there's a picture of the Middle East that people still have in their heads, which is that the key issue in the Middle East remains Jews versus Arabs or Jews versus Muslims. And in your book, you really talk about how that's no longer the case.
Yeah, Ben, it's a tectonic shift going on in the Middle East. And understandably, a lot of Americans have been focused internally for the last 18 months, and you know, for good reasons. But there is a sea change going on in Arab attitude, changing towards not on the street, but also at the leadership level. And they're asking themselves, who is my friend and who is my foe? Who is my enemy and who is my ally? And of course, as you know, Ben, I don't have to tell you, the last 100 years, the Jews, the Christians, Zionists, we're all the enemies, right? But there's a change. And this, as you say, this is the first book that goes in and sits down for hours and hours and hours with almost all of the top leaders in the Arab world, as well as Prime Minister Netanyahu and Israeli President Ruvi Rivlin and the others. Why? Why are they changing? What is happening? Why do they want to make peace with Israel? Why have we had 4 Arab-Israeli peace treaties, the Abraham Accords, just last year from President Trump, who was a novice in foreign policy and yet made huge breakthroughs? And this book puts this stuff on the record, and it's super encouraging, but I'll say at the same time, great darkness is emerging as well, and President Biden has just emboldened our enemies and rattled our allies.
So let's talk about that, because we are now approaching the 20th anniversary of September 11th, and on the 20th anniversary, the Taliban has now taken back Afghanistan at the behest of the Biden administration, which refuses to speak strong words about an actual terrorist government. Meanwhile, Americans are still stuck behind enemy lines over there, and armaments that are American in origin are now being shipped over to Iran. Meanwhile, the Biden administration is attempting to make overtures to Iran. So all the progress in the Middle East, how quickly can this be undone? What's the likely effect of all this going to be?
Well, as I say, Ben, in Enemies and Allies, you're watching two completely competing narratives and dynamics. And in many ways, because Iran is now just 2 months away, according to Israeli intelligence, 2 months away from having enough enriched uranium to start building nuclear weapons, if they so choose. Now, it would probably take some more time to actually fashion those into the types of bombs that could be attached to the missiles. But we're talking about, we're way past the red lines that Netanyahu set. So according to the Iranian regime, they believe the wind is at their back, Allah is on their side, and they're ascendant. And everybody in the region fears that they might be right. And what President Biden has just done is pulled the Jenga stick out of, you know, the critical Jenga stick and collapsing Afghanistan. Now, Afghanistan, losing Afghanistan is bad after $2 trillion, 2,500 years, 20 years. It's horrifying. But it's not our main strategic threat. But the question is, if President Biden can't deal with the Taliban – How is he going to protect us and our allies from Tehran? And this is the grave problem, is that you've got, and I say this in Enemies and Allies, to misunderstand the nature and threat of evil is to risk being blindsided by it. President Biden he fundamentally does not understand who our enemy is, but for 50 years in foreign policy, he thinks he does. So ignorance of the enemy, matched with incompetence, matched with hubris, is an extremely dangerous combination for an American commander-in-chief.
We'll get to more with Joel Rosenberg in just one moment. First, have you thought about refinancing your mortgage? It is a smart move right now for a lot of homeowners because interest rates are still near record lows. But there's more to it. You also have the chance to pay off your debt or take cash out or upgrade your home. These are all possibilities with a mortgage refi. So do yourself a favor. Call American Financing today. Learn about custom loans that can save you up to $1,000 a month. There's no pressure, no obligation, no upfronts or hidden fees. Just a simple conversation with a salary-based mortgage consultant where you'll learn about ways to improve your entire financial picture, not just your mortgage. I mean it when I say rates really are near all-time lows. I mean, they are super low, in many cases below 3%. Chances are you can benefit. It only takes 10 minutes to get started when you call 866-721-3300. That's 866-721-3300 or visit AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Go check them out right now. That is AmericanFinancing.net. Once again, there's no reason not to check out refinancing your home mortgage. You could be saving yourself a ton of money, and there are a bunch of ancillary benefits you should check out as well. That's AmericanFinancing.net. Give them a call, 866-721-3300. So one of the things that you talk about in Enemies and Allies, and that is at least somewhat heartening, is that despite Biden's best efforts to shake up the box in the Middle East, the box has already been shaken, and the pieces are already in place with regard to some of these alliances. So I was mostly fascinated with the interview that you did with Mohammed bin Salman, who is this sort of shadowy figure that most Americans don't really know about because the government of Saudi Arabia is confusing to most people since it is, in fact, a dictatorship. But the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has been making some really interesting moves over there. The media, meanwhile, have been treating him as a pariah because of the Khashoggi murder, which admittedly was horrifying. So what has changed in Saudi Arabia? What are the future prospects for Saudi Arabia in terms of moderation, in terms of peace with Israel? And what was Mohammed bin Salman's response to the fact that the Khashoggi murder really changed perceptions of him that were growing more warm, I think, before this turn?
Well, let me break that into two pieces, Ben. First, you mentioned pariah state. That's the language that President Biden is actually using. He just canceled Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's trip to Riyadh. He sort of put MBS and the Saudis in a box, doesn't really want to deal with them. But President Biden is dealing with Iran, trying to negotiate a deal, trying to give hundreds of billions of dollars again to Iran, even though their new president is under U.S. sanctions for having murdered 30,000 Iranian people. Okay, so what the hell is going on in that White House, right? How do you reconcile throwing an ally under the bus and you're dealing with the enemy? So that's the first thing. The second thing is, listen, the Khashoggi murder was horrific, unacceptable, sickening at every possible level. However, at the moment, and I document this clearly in the book, there is no clear proof that MBS ordered that hit. Now, the evidence suggests that he told his team, take care of it. Now, maybe he meant kill him, but maybe he meant go take care of this thing, like bring him back and let's talk to him and put him in prison or whatever. I'm not trying to defend this. What I'm saying is even the document that the Biden administration put out from the Director of National Intelligence a few months ago, four-page document, It accuses MBS of being the murderer, but it says it lists 26 people that were sent on this team, and it says in the document, we can't determine as American intelligence whether these people knew that their actions would lead to the death of Khashoggi. Whoa, wait a minute. To accuse an American ally of cold-blooded murder when you can't say the people who were sent there knew they were murdering, that doesn't make sense. So we got a problem there, and we have to deal with it. That's the one side. The second side is this. Remember, 20 years ago, Ben, 15 of the 19 hijackers were Saudi. Osama bin Laden, Saudi, right? There's a game-changing season of reform. This MBS told me personally, and on the record, in Enemies and Allies, We asked him, where were you on 9/11? What do you remember? He said, I was 16 years old. My father was the governor of Riyadh. My mother saw this on the TV. She told me to come running. And he said he watched the second plane go into the towers. He said at that moment he feared that Islam would be forever branded as terrorists. He got angry. And he and his cousins in the days and weeks that followed decided we're going to grow up. And this is his language, not mine. I'm an evangelical, but I'll just say, he said, we're going to kick the asses of the people that do this. And that's what they're doing. MBS has fired 3,000 extremist clerics from the mosques. He is changing the textbooks that preached hatred against Jews, against Christians and Westerners. He is fighting radical Islamists on the battlefield in Yemen. Messy? Yes. But doing it because it's right? Yes. The Houthis, armed by the Iranians, are firing hundreds of missiles into Saudi Arabia. Suddenly, Saudi Arabia starts thinking, we're a lot like Israel. We're targeted. We got missiles. Nobody defends us. Nobody thinks we're doing right to show self-defense. And I'll just give you one other and many, many examples in the book. But again, on the record, there's not a single other book that has MBS on the record. MBS told us that he regards the supreme leader of Iran as the new Hitler. So the way he and his colleagues in the Arab world and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and the new Israeli Prime Minister, they see it is they fear a nuclear 9/11, a second Holocaust by a regime in Iran that the Biden administration is trying to appease rather than stand with our allies against our worst enemy.
Well, the book, once again, is Enemies and Allies, an Unforgettable Journey Inside the Fast-Moving, Immensely Turbulent Modern Middle East. So, Joel, final takeaway. Obviously, as we approach the 20th anniversary of 9/11, it seems that the American people largely have forgotten 9/11. It seems like something very far back in the rearview mirror. People don't think about these regions of the world anymore. When they do, they basically want to withdraw. And then only when bad circumstances follow do they seem to care at all. We've now repeated this pattern in Iraq. We've repeated this pattern in Syria. We've repeated this pattern in Afghanistan now as well. What should Americans think about on 9/11 moving forward?
Well, I think that mostly we certainly shouldn't forget, never forget, the 3,000 brave people who, lost their lives, innocent people who lost their lives, and, of course, all the brave first responders. There's a story this morning of an Israeli Special Forces veteran who was sitting on seat 9B and actually attacked the terrorists in motion, but they slit his throat. He almost prevented part of 9/11 from happening. We can't forget heroes. We can't allow another Pearl Harbor or 9/11 to happen because we didn't understand our enemy. Enemies and Allies is about understanding who we are and who our enemy is. And I got to say that the way we need to think of it is this. Leadership matters. President Trump admittedly had no foreign policy experience. I was a never Trumper in 2016. But when I sat with him in the Oval Office to discuss these issues, I said, Mr. President, I was wrong. I don't agree with you on everything. I don't agree with everything how you say it. But you have shown strength. You destroyed the caliphate. You took out Qasem Soleimani. You've liberated 5 million people from the ISIS caliphate. You ripped up the Iran nuclear deal. You moved the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. You are showing strength, and our enemies now fear us, and our allies trust us. But President Biden, 50 years of experience, and he's destroying all those gains. And this is the key. The key is not experience. I would have said it was, but it's wisdom. It's judgment. It's the type of team you put around us. And God forbid we get blindsided by a nuclear 9/11 by a team who is more determined to force us to wear masks and get vaccinated unconstitutionally than dealing. He's tougher on the American people than he is on Iran. What is wrong with that picture? It is not going to bode well for our future. We got to pray that this guy changes course or is removed.
That is Joel Rosenberg. His book is Enemies and Allies. Joel, appreciate the time, and go pick up a copy of the book today. All righty. Coming up, we're going to be joined by Ami Horowitz to talk about his brand new Man on the Street video. It is shocking to see what some of your fellow Americans who are radical leftists believe about the nature of gender and parenting. We'll get to that in a moment. First, let us talk about the fact that you need a great pair of wireless earbuds. You just do. I mean, I use my wireless earbuds all the time, right? Whether I'm listening to audiobooks or whether I'm listening to music or whether I'm just on a phone call. Now, the fact is I need a great pair of wireless earbuds, and that is why I rely on Raycons. Raycons are just great. They're the best way to listen. They come with a bunch of gel tips for your comfort. Unlike some other brands, they don't stick out of your ears. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, for a really long time. They start at half the price of other premium audio brands. They sound just as good. And Raycons come with a 45-day happiness guarantee, so you really can't lose. Create your own soundtrack with Raycon. Right now, my listeners can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Ben. That's buyraycon.com/Ben to save 15% on Raycons. Buyraycon.com/Ben. Once again, if you are in the market for a great pair of wireless earbuds and you don't want to spend a fortune, Raycon is the way to go. Go check them out right now. Buyraycon.com/Ben to get 15% off your Raycon order today. Already coming up, Ami Horowitz joins us to discuss a disturbing new video he just took on the streets of New York. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, so I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug, ranitidine, may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. 800-516-9931. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation. Call 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931. That's 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931.
Welcome back. This is The Ben Shapiro Show. Joining us on the line is Ami Horowitz, good friend. He produces these great, powerful, edgy YouTube and Facebook videos that have garnered over 500 million views. He has a brand new video on trans rights. And it's shocking, as always. Ami, thanks for joining the show.
It's always a pleasure. I'm actually on set shooting a new Daily Wire special.
Oh, excellent. Okay, so we'll get to that maybe in a second. First, let's talk about this new video you have on trans rights. It is shocking how many people are just fascists when it comes to this particular topic. I'm talking, of course, about people who believe that kids should be able to transition, that not only should kids be able to transition, that if parents refuse to allow them to transition, that kids ought to be removed from those parents, that it is child abuse not to listen to a four-year-old who tells you that they are a member of the opposite sex. What exactly, who are you interviewing?
So what I'm good at is getting the left to say the quiet part out loud. These are things they always believe, but sometimes they're smart enough not to say it in public until they get in front of me. And my skill set is I'm able to draw that out of them. And what basically they were admitting to was their extreme position on trans in general, particularly when it comes to kids, right? This is the most sensitive part, I think, of the trans issue, at least as far as I'm concerned. And when I asked them about kids transitioning into another sex, there was no limiting factor. There was no point where they would say, no, that's not right. The lower the number I asked, the more they said, yes, that's fine. 2-3 years old. They were cool for kids not only to identify, okay, as male or female or opposite of what their biological sex was, but the fact that they're willing to put a child on hormone therapy and ultimately surgery at that age is astonishing. It's mind blowing. The left has become extreme as it can possibly get on the issue of trans. Look, I'm not transphobic. I have no issue with anybody who wants to identify something that they are not or biologically not. But I think when it affects the kids, right, and that's where it becomes more than dicey. That's where it becomes truly problematic and wrong, morally wrong.
So let's talk for a second about, you know, what their responses were. Did you ask them about the basis for these beliefs? Did they actually believe a 3 or 4 year old is capable of identifying their own gender? Do they actually believe that?
They do. They truly believe that really they were born in the wrong body, and therefore there is no age limit. There is no downward age limit where you wouldn't want to change that. Because if you feel like you're trans at 2, that means that you are, and therefore we have to do whatever we can to ameliorate that situation. Even worse than that, when I started asking about parents who said, wait a second, we got to wait until, you know, a number of years before they even begin to mature. Remember, men don't really mature until their 20s, but even before then, I said, what if they want to hold off? They said, that's child abuse, and B, the kids need to be taken away from the parents. This was across the board. Ben, this wasn't like I took one or two people on the extreme. Across the board, they were agreeing that this was child abuse, and therefore the child should be taken out of the home of the parents.
I mean, this is one of the reasons, honest to God, why you're seeing people who are, you know, traditionally conservative leaving blue states, because you can see it coming. You can see it coming a mile away. And there will be in the future, I've said we're maybe 5 years away from this, actual legislation put forward in states like California and New York that say that if your kid goes to school, tells their teacher that they are trans, and then doesn't even say that, just says, I feel like a girl today and they're a boy. And the teacher starts providing, already in many of these states, the teacher will start providing supportive transition material to the child without the permission of the parents. And then the child comes back to the teacher and says, mom and dad aren't accepting me for who I am. There will be laws in place and regulations in place to forcibly use child protective services to take these kids out of the home. I have no doubt about this, given the popular groundswell among folks on the left and the one-party state nature of places like New York and California.
We're seeing it in Canada now. I mean, there's a famous story of a pastor who wouldn't use the quote-unquote right pronoun. He was put in jail, Ben. He was physically, at the end of a gun, taken and put in jail in Canada. This is the direction we're heading. And by the way, I asked specifically about that, whether we should model ourselves after what happened in Canada. And again, across the board, total agreement. That's the direction we should be going in.
Just unbelievable. Well, Ami, meanwhile, we can see that you're on site somewhere. Maybe you can give us a little bit of a preview or a hint as to what the next big video is going to be.
Well, this is September 11th, 20th anniversary is coming up, and we're shooting kind of a special about where we are as a country now, in the shadow of 9/11, walking through people's experiences during their remembrance of 9/11, where they were, what they thought. Should be an interesting, thought-provoking documentary.
Well, Ami, really appreciate the time. And again, all you do is scare the hell out of people. So I appreciate you for doing what you do. I'm glad to see that you've been doing a lot more videos in the United States and not scaring the hell out of your immediate family by going and like hanging out in Kabul during the evacuation.
That's a good idea, though. Thank you.
Oh, man. Oh, dude. All right. That's Ami Horowitz. You can go check out his work over at Daily Wire or on his YouTube channel. Alrighty, well, we have reached the end of this week, and a disappointing week it has been between Joe Biden pushing trillions of dollars in new spending and attempting to cram down unconstitutional mandates on private businesses and continuing to leave Americans behind in Afghanistan. It feels like we are living through the decline and fall of the American empire. Well, there is good news, and the answer to that good news is that, it's time to fight back. And Americans are ready to do that. By every poll, Americans are unhappy with what's going on. That does bode well for the future. Maybe this is the point where we begin to turn things around. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. President Biden telling his Chinese counterpart the bilateral communication channel should remain open to prevent any misunderstanding.
Both sides agreed to stay in much more regular contact. We know President Biden was getting a bit frustrated with the lack of communication with China. Both sides went through long periods of not talking to each other, especially during the Trump administration. Secondly, President Xi said that both countries would look to cooperate a lot more on climate change. Another thing President Xi said was that although these American policies had caused China what he calls serious difficulties, he did want to get this relationship back on the right track, not least, of course, when it comes to trade.
That is BBC correspondent Nick Marsh reporting. Also at townhall.com, the Multi-Faith Neighbors Network will mark 9/11 Saturday by dropping off supplies for Afghan refugees at mosques all around the country. Network co-founder Pastor Bob Roberts.
What a moment it is for us to serve people that are coming from around the world, different culture, different country, different faith. It's really a Jesus moment if we'll take advantage of it.
Anybody who would like to get involved can find out more at mfnnetwork.com. A Navy narrative of a fatal helicopter crash off Southern California last week says the aircraft experienced violent side-to-side vibrations that caused the main rotor to hit the deck of an aircraft carrier while landing. Investigators have given no indication of what caused those vibrations. Seahawk fell off the deck of the USS Abraham Lincoln. One crew member was rescued. Five others, though, were declared dead. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Complain about alleged interference by what it calls America's digital giants. That is in reference to Russia's upcoming parliamentary elections. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Well, three of the nation's largest food delivery companies are suing New York City.
The lawsuit is over a limit on fees the city put in place during the pandemic to protect restaurants devastated by the forced closure of their dining rooms. The city has continued to extend those caps even as vaccinations allow more indoor dining, costing the companies millions of dollars over the summer, according to the lawsuit. In the suit filed late Thursday, the U.S. District Court of the Southern District of New York, DoorDash, Grubhub, and Uber Eats called the fee caps government outreach. John Scott reporting.
Taking a look at Wall Street numbers for Friday, the Dow was down 271 points, 34,607. NASDAQ dropped 132 at 15,114, and the S&P 500 lost 34 at 4,458. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. This show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Don't like big tech and the government spying on you? Visit expressvpn.com/Ben. Okay, let's be real about this. Joe Biden is a failed president. He's a failed president. He failed in Afghanistan, and he blames everybody else. He has failed on the economy, and he blames everybody else. And he has failed on COVID, and so he blames everybody else. And what this necessitates is Joe Biden making policy moves that are unlikely to result in any sort of serious improvement for the American people, but are simply designed to shift blame away from himself. So just like the Americans stuck in Afghanistan eventually said the administration are there because they want to be there, right? It's their fault that they are stuck there, not our fault for running the worst designed surrender in modern American history. Nope, it's really not about that. It's about the Americans stuck there. It's their fault. In the same way, Joe Biden's failure to prevent the vaccine mandates and the mask mandates from being promulgated in blue areas and therefore shutting down the economy, his unwillingness to recognize when we have reached the end of a pandemic and it has now just become endemic, his failures there have now necessitated that he take this extremely harsh action that is unlikely to ever be implemented because, frankly, no one is going to comply. So we'll get into the policy of this in just one second and why I say that this thing is never going to be implemented on a wide scale, why it is likely to be struck down, why it's almost unenforceable, even were it not to be struck down. But last night, Joe Biden made the most authoritarian move that I have seen in the last 10, 15, 20 years of American politics. I'm having a hard time pegging it exactly because we've seen authoritarian moves before. Very often, it turns out, Democratic presidents have a bad habit of saying, I don't have the power to do X, and then 5 seconds later, they just do it. So you remember Barack Obama said over and over and over, I don't have the power to simply stop enforcing immigration law, and then he just did it. And you'll remember that Joe Biden said, I don't have the power to issue an eviction moratorium via the Centers for Disease Control, and then he just did it. Well, you'll recall that this administration has over and over and over said they do not have the power to issue any sort of vaccine mandate. Here's Joe Biden back in December of last year saying he didn't agree with the idea of a federal vaccine mandate. This was after the election.
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory, but I would do everything in my power. Just like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide. I'll do everything in my power as President of the United States to encourage people to do the right thing, and when they do it, demonstrate that it matters.
Okay, so that was back in December. And then in July, his own press secretary, Jen Psaki, said, don't worry, there's not going to be a federal vaccine mandate. We're not even thinking about that. Liars, liars, liars. Because again, as soon as things got bad, it was time for Joe Biden to shift blame. And again, that's what this policy is really about. His entire policy here is about shifting blame from himself and his failures of policy to the unvaccinated. So here is Jen Psaki back in July saying no vaccine mandate.
Perhaps the federal government should step in and issue mandates, and if not, are you putting the needs of unvaccinated people ahead of the needs of vaccinated people?
Well, I think the question here, one, that's not the role of the federal government. That is the role that institutions, private sector entities, and others may take. That certainly is appropriate.
That literally is not the role of the federal government, says Jen Psaki. Well, until yesterday, at which point the Biden administration seeking to shift blame away from Afghanistan and focus away from Afghanistan and seeking to shift blame away from the economic stagnation shifted away from the administration decided the people you really should hate are your fellow Americans. Those are the people you should hate, the unvaccinated who live next door to you. Those are the people you should hate. Okay, this brings me back to a point that I've made 1 million times at this point. The worried in America, the people who are deeply worried about COVID at this point, are almost entirely the vaccinated, which is insane. Once you're vaccinated, you should not be worried about whether your neighbor is unvaccinated. It makes no difference to you. Okay, this notion that you should be walking around in abject fear because your neighbor is unvaccinated is totally crazy. It is unmoored from scientific reality. First of all, the vaccinated are capable of infecting other people. Second of all, once you're vaccinated, your chances of hospitalization or death are extraordinarily low because, again, the vaccines are incredibly effective. You want to make people hesitant about the vaccine? Keep telling them that even after you're vaccinated, the unvaccinated might infect you and you might die. It's a completely mixed, confused message. But again, it is not about consistency. It is not about efficacy. It is not about actually achieving more vaccines. Right? All this is about shifting blame away from Joe Biden being a failure of a president. The economic stagnation that we are seeing is not, in fact, the result of the Delta variant. The economic stagnation that we are seeing is a pure result of bad policy being made in blue states and by the federal government. It's about the media scaring the living hell out of people so they don't want to go to stores. It's about people in blue states saying you can't go back to work because even if you're vaccinated, you might get sick again. There is a reason. I keep repeating this because it's true. There is a reason that all of the best states in America in terms of unemployment rate are red, and all of the worst states in America in terms of unemployment rate are blue. There is a reason for that. It is because a huge swath of this country has been completely disconnected from the reality of the science, disconnected from the reality of the statistics. And so Joe Biden is now saying, you need to blame your neighbor. Don't blame me for the lockdowns. Don't blame me for the mandates. Blame your neighbor. It's their fault that I'm doing this. Or maybe it's your fault for doing it. Maybe it's your fault for doing it. You can see the blame shifting in real time. It's ugly, and it is un-American. It's un-American to say, I have to take this policy against you because your fellow Americans are doing something bad. So now I'm taking this policy and I'm doing it against all of you. And you should hate your neighbor. Right? It's the Full Metal Jacket style governance. Right? Somebody in your barracks didn't do the proper thing. So now all of you have to do push-ups. And later you can go over to that guy and you can put some soap in a bed sheet and you can beat the living hell out of him. That is Joe Biden's style of governance. It is, in fact, un-American. And it's evidence that he is a failure as both a president and as a decent human being with the kind of power that he's attempting to wield. It's more of this in just 1 second. First, as we get back to regular life, you need a great pair of wireless earbuds. You're out there, you're working out, you're in the car, you're at work, and sometimes you just need a break. Well, Raycon wireless earbuds can make those breaks worthwhile. Sometimes you just need some upbeat music to pump you up before you see people or while you're working out, or to stay calm with some guided meditation. I particularly like my Raycons when I am working out or listening to another podcast. I have a whole list of podcasts I listen to. Let me tell you right now, Raycons are the best way to listen. They come with a bunch of gel tips for your comfort. Unlike some other brands, they don't stick out of your ears. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, for a really long time. They start at half the price of other premium audio brands, but they sound just as good. And Raycons come with a 45-day happiness guarantee, so you really can't lose. Create your own soundtrack with Raycon. Right now, my listeners can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Ben. That's BUYRAYCON.com/Ben. Save 15% on Raycons. Buyraycon.com/Ben to get started. That's buyraycon.com/Ben to save 15%. So, last night, Joe Biden wanders out to the microphone about 5 o'clock in the afternoon because, again, he has to make that early bird special over at Denny's, and he proceeds to yell at you. Is Grandpa Simpson yelling at the clouds? He's going to yell at you if you're unvaccinated. And you know what? He's going to yell at you if you're vaccinated, too, because the fact is, if you were just madder at your neighbor, if you were more angry at the person who lives next door to you, then that would fix the country. So he starts off by talking about how frustrated he is with the people who are still not vaccinated. Right? Again, this is a free country, or it used to be. And I'm not angry at the people who aren't vaccinated. I'm not. Again, I am very pro-vaccine. I've told everybody in my office I think they ought to get the vaccine. Many of them didn't listen. That is their business. That doesn't make me angry, because I'm not a tyrant. Joe Biden is a tyrant, so it makes him super angry when people don't listen to him, and the people that it impacts are the people who didn't listen to him. Again, this would be one thing if the unvaccinated were actually posing a danger to the people who are vaccinated. They are not. But that mixed message was completely elided here because, again, this is not about anything other than Joe Biden is a damned coward who wants to shift the blame for his own failures onto the backs of other Americans. So here he is.
Many of us are frustrated with the nearly 80 million Americans who are still not vaccinated, even though the vaccine is safe, effective, and free.
Okay, how about the Americans who have natural immunity? There's studies after studies showing that natural immunity is more durable than vaccine immunity. And yet there are no provisions in Joe Biden's proposed rule for people who have antibodies, for people who already have natural immunity. None, because this isn't about science. It's about yelling at people. He continues along these lines. He just kept hammering this over and over. If you're unvaccinated, it's your fault I'm doing this. It's your fault that I'm hurting everybody. Right, Zach? It's not my fault I'm hurting you. It's your fault that I'm hurting you. Here's Joe Biden.
The vast majority of Americans are doing the right thing. Nearly three quarters of the eligible have gotten at least one shot. But one quarter has not gotten any. That's nearly 80 million Americans not vaccinated. And a country as large as ours, that's 25% minority. That 25% can cause a lot of damage, and they are.
To whom? To whom? To the 25%. Right? Which Joe Biden freely admits. This is how you know that he's a dishonest, lying sack of... This is how you know it. Right? Because when he says that they're causing a lot of damage, again, the rule of externalities, right, which is where government very often comes into play, is I can wave my fist around until it hits you in the face. And that is the general rule of externalities. But what Joe Biden is now saying is that he gets to intervene if I wave my fist around and it hits me in the face. If you're unvaccinated, you are not a danger to the vaccinated. You know who knows this? Joe Biden, who said it last night.
I want to emphasize that the vaccines provide very strong protection from severe illness from COVID-19. I know there's a lot of confusion and misinformation, but the world's leading scientists confirm that if you are fully vaccinated, your risk of severe illness from COVID-19 is very low. In fact, based on available data from the summer, only one out of every 160,000 fully vaccinated Americans was hospitalized for COVID per day.
So what the hell are you trying to yell at people for? I don't understand. I'm vaccinated. Again, I do not give... You can ask the people in my office. As soon as I was 2 weeks out from my final vaccination, I came into the office and people had been masking up, right? Many of the people in the office had been masking because I was concerned about me getting it and transmitting to my parents who are 65. I wasn't particularly worried about me getting sick, but I was worried about transmitting to my parents. And then I came in and people said, you know, do you want us to wear the mask? I said, first of all, like, I never told you you had to wear the mask, but if you want to take it off, I really don't care now. Like, I really don't care because it doesn't matter to me. Joe Biden is saying it shouldn't matter to you. Once you are vaccinated, you are safe. But you should still be angry at the unvaccinated. Right? And he just continues along these lines. It makes no sense. Here he is saying another incoherent, nonsensical thing.
For the vast majority of you who have gotten vaccinated, I understand your anger at those who haven't gotten vaccinated. I understand the anxiety about getting a breakthrough case. But as the science makes clear, if you're fully vaccinated, you're highly protected from severe illness. Even if you get COVID-19. In fact, recent data indicates there is only one confirmed positive case per 5,000 fully vaccinated Americans per day. You're as safe as possible, and we're doing everything we can to keep it that way. Keep it that way. Keep you safe.
Okay, so this old man is telling you that you're safe once you're vaccinated. But then he says this. He says, now you're not safe. So on the one hand, you're safe because you got vaccinated. On the other hand, you're unsafe. Now, let me ask, why is he saying you're unsafe? The reason he's saying you're unsafe is because he wants the lockdowns. He wants the mandates. He wants those things so he can justify his failed economic policies, so he can justify a turn away from your focus on Afghanistan, and so that he can justify you being angry, not at him, but at somebody else. Be mad at anybody, just not Joe Biden. This is the Biden doctrine in a nutshell. Be angry at everybody except for Joe Biden. Get to more of this cowardice in just 1 second. First, Let me tell you about a new movie that is coming up, and I'm really excited about it because I'm a huge Clint Eastwood fan. I mean, I'm talking about everything from his very early career, like the Westerns, like Dirty Harry, all the way up to and including his latest films, like Richard Jewell. He has a brand new movie out. It is great. Warner Brothers Pictures presents Cry Macho from legendary director Clint Eastwood. It's the story of being lost and found. Eastwood returns on screen as a one-time rodeo star and washed-up horse breeder who takes a job to bring his ex-boss's young son home from Mexico. The unlikely pair face an unexpectedly challenging journey home. The only road home is through redemption. In theaters, on HBO Max for 31 days, September 17th. Rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. The movie is great. I can tell you, Clint Eastwood, I mean, there is no better director alive. And Clint Eastwood in film, man's just a presence. He's a presence. He remains a presence at his age, one of the great American icons. Go check out his brand new movie starting September 17th, Cry Macho, in theaters and on HBO Max for 31 days. Alrighty, coming up, more from Joe Biden's dictatorial speech. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, so I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice, be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
In 2007, Marine First Lieutenant Travis Manion was killed in Iraq after saving his wounded teammates. Travis's legacy lives on through the words he spoke before his final deployment. If not me, then who? Words that today fuel the spirit of Travis Manion Foundation. And through TMF, these words can live in you too. Show the world what you're made of, because character is invisible until it's not. Find out how you can strengthen the character of your community alongside empowered veterans, families of the fallen, and inspired civilians at TravisManion.org.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden is incoherent and not with us, but also dictatorial, which is a bad combo. He says you're safe, right? You're safe from COVID. But then he says you're not safe from COVID. So you're safe, but not so safe. You're super safe, guys. The vaccine is great and it works fantastic. Also, you're deeply unsafe from your colleagues, which is why we have to restrict all of you. It's why we have to restrict them. They're the bad guys, right? We have to make sure that you don't work as a vaccinated person next to an unvaccinated person. Here's Joe Biden saying incoherent nonsense as per his usual routine.
The bottom line, We're going to protect vaccinated workers from unvaccinated coworkers. We're going to reduce the spread of COVID-19 by increasing the share of the workforce that is vaccinated in businesses all across America.
He just said, if you're vaccinated, you're safe. Now he's saying if you're vaccinated, you have to be protected from your unvaccinated coworkers. Again, this is about yelling at people who are not Joe Biden. And then he continues to just berate unvaccinated. By the way, if you want to get unvaccinated Americans to vaccinate, you know what you don't do? You get on TV. You don't get on TV and yell at them about how dumb they are. You try to convince them. You try to actually work with them. You say, listen, go. You're an individual. Go to your doctor and ask what's best for you and let the doctor do the work. Right. There are things that you can do to convince unvaccinated Americans to get vaccinated. And then there's going to be a hardcore of people who don't want to get vaccinated. And that's their choice. That is their prerogative, because as Joe Biden says, if you are vaccinated, you are safe. If you are vaccinated, you are safe. That is what the science says. But now we're going to implement policies based on the precise reverse, that if you're vaccinated, you're somehow not safe. Okay, so again, he's just going to yell more at the unvaccinated. It's unreal.
My message to unvaccinated Americans is this. What more is there to wait for? What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. The vaccine is FDA approval. Over 200 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
No, it hasn't. It has not. It has cost the other unvaccinated. Your refusal has not. I live in Florida. You know what the unvaccinated's refusal has cost me? Nothing. Nothing. It hasn't cost me, except for some dictatorial idiots in the bureaucracy who insist that we mask kids for no apparent data reason, or some idiotic bureaucratic ninnies who think that they get to mandate that you can't go into a business or something. Okay, and that's their choice. Okay, that is the choice of the bureaucracy. If you don't like the rules coming from the bureaucrats, that's the fault of the bureaucrats. That is not the fault of the people who live next door to you who don't think like you do about the vaccine. I keep coming back to this. It is such cowardice. It's unbelievable cowardice here from the president of the United States. And then he continues along these lines, and he decides he's going to yell at elected officials, right? He's going to say it's not just the unvaccinated. The biggest problem is also that we have governors who are not pushing vaccinations. Now, I have a question. Which governor isn't pushing vaccinations? Can you name a single one? Ron DeSantis has been pushing vaccinations since day one. In fact, there's a 60 Minutes article, a 60 Minutes story about how terrible Ron DeSantis was, such a terrible human being, for vaccinating the elderly first and getting publics to disseminate the vaccine. So Republican governors, Abbott, Lee, Noem, DeSantis, they have all been pushing the vaccine. They've all been saying that you should get the vaccine. Hey, so it is not about Republican governors not saying you should get the vaccine. Every single one has pushed the vaccine so far as I am aware. It is about the fact that they are not mandating masks. It's about the fact that they still want you to be able to live your life, which is why their states are doing better, economically speaking, than blue states that Joe Biden agrees with. So on the one hand, he is saying, if you're vaccinated, you're safe. And if you're unvaccinated, the pandemic applies to you. On the other hand, he is saying, damn it, these stupid red state governors and their unwillingness to protect the unvaccinated from the other unvaccinated through mask mandates and from the vaccinated through mask mandates. You can't have it both ways, but he is wanting to have it both ways. So here he is yelling at governors.
Well, what makes it incredibly more frustrating is that we have the tools to combat COVID-19 and a distinct minority of Americans, supported by a distinct minority of elected officials, are keeping us from turning the corner. These pandemic politics, as I refer to, are making people sick, causing unvaccinated people to die. We cannot allow these actions to stand in the way of protecting the large majority of Americans who have done their part and want to get back to life as normal.
This is Orwellian bullshit. It's unbelievable. He said, okay, so he is saying that if you don't put down a mask mandate, you are causing unvaccinated people to die. No, you are not. The according to Joe Biden himself, 1 second ago, okay, within the last second, according to Joe Biden, the unvaccinated are causing the unvaccinated to die by not vaccinating. Mandating masks isn't causing, or failure to mandate masks is not causing the unvaccinated to die. The unvaccinated not vaccinating is causing the unvaccinated to die. And when he says, we can't allow these actions to stand in the way of protecting the majority of Americans who've done their part and want to get back to life as normal, I've been back to life as normal since day that I got vaccinated. So have my parents. So is everybody else vaccinated who is not out of their damned mind. The minute you got vaccinated, you were good to go. But according, Joe Biden says that. He says it. And then he's still like, no, no, no. In order to prevent my authoritarian mandates, we have to go after these unvaccinated people. It's their fault I'm doing this to you. Joe Biden is now the 7-year-old kid with the 4-year-old little brother taking the 4-year-old's hand, smacking the 4-year-old in the face and going, why are you hitting yourself? Why are you hitting yourself? That is who the president of the United States is. He is hitting you. This is his stupid policy. It makes no sense. And then he continues along these lines, going after other elected officials.
And to make matters worse, there are elected officials actively working to undermine the fight against COVID-19. Instead of encouraging people to get vaccinated and mask up, they're ordering mobile morgues for the unvaccinated dying from COVID in their communities. This is totally unacceptable.
Who is the governor who is not urging people to get vaccinated? Notice how he slipped in and mask up. Basically, we now live under the auspices of an administrative blob that can do whatever the hell it wants to you at any time based on vague authorities granted to it by a cowardly Congress over the course of the last 50 years. That's what we live under. Alrighty, coming up, we'll get into Joe Biden's actual policy here. It's just as bad as his rhetoric. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, is having a summer clearance sale. Save big on some of the highest quality safes around. High Noble Safe Company carries High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few, and features gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Delivery, moving, and repair service available. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
A Moment in History, presented by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Briggsville is California Historical Landmark No. 7. It was an 1849 gold mining settlement besides Clear Creek, approximately 1 mile east of Horsetown, where early gold miner James Reagan supposedly took gold out by the panful. The town site was located by Ben Briggs and was first known as Breechesburg because the miners wandered around without wearing any breeches. When the first female resident, Mrs. Briggs, arrived, she demanded that the miners must wear breeches or she would leave. Not only did they begin wearing breeches, they named a town for her. Briggsville became the location of the Landrum and Briggs Toll Bridge across Clear Creek in the 1850s, as a stage stop for the Hall and Crandall stage line in 1853, and was the location of the Lean Hotel in 1860. A Moment in History, presented by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Want to get more Dottie? Go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden's actual policies here, they make no sense. So up till now, we've just been talking about his approach. His approach is, simultaneously, if you're vaccinated, you're safe, but also you're super unsafe from the unvaccinated. Also, governors who urge you to get vaccinated are bad because they also didn't urge you to mask because we have to protect the unvaccinated from the vaccinated, even though what we're actually trying to do is get the unvaccinated vaccinated. This is his approach. And by the way, all the policies that I am cramming down on you are the fault of your fellow Americans, not my fault. That is what the President of the United States, this doddering fool, is saying to you. Then we get to the actual policy. And the policy is not only nonsensical, it completely runs roughshod over the constitutional division between the federal government and the states. So let's be clear about this. States do have enormous power in the area of public health. The federal government does not. The reason the federal government does not is because, typically speaking, the founding fathers did not want to give a giant overarching public health bureaucracy the ability to mandate things on millions of Americans. The notion that the federal government could, using an administrative bureaucracy without any congressional action, simply cram down on some 100 million Americans working at companies that have over 100 employees, a mandate that they either get tested every week or get vaccinated or get fired, and the threat to fine every company $14,000 for every violation, which is a threat to bankrupt every major company or mid-sized to major company in the United States. Now, that is the notion you could do that without any sort of congressional approval, let alone any sort of constitutional edifice to support this on. It just demonstrates that the administrative bureaucracy really runs the country and that our country is no longer run by elected officials. Basically, you have a dictator who sits at the top of the executive branch, and he tells his lawyers to go find some excuse in some vaguely worded enabling document for a three-letter bureaucracy or four-letter bureaucracy, and just go do what I want. That's the way government is now run. We elect our dictator once every 4 years, and then he just tells the entrenched bureaucracy to go find an excuse for him to do whatever the hell he wants. And then we wait for the courts to maybe save us or maybe not. Okay, so Joe Biden begins his announcement of what these vaccine policies are going to look like, and we're going to go through the details of his vaccine policies in just 1 second. He begins it by saying this isn't about freedom of personal choice. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It would not be about freedom of personal choice if you were talking about externalities to other people who had no capacity to protect themselves. Right? I'm not allowed to pollute a river and then say that that is freedom or personal choice because other people drink from the river. I am allowed to say I do not wish to protect myself from this thing for whatever reason, so long as it is not affecting you. That's the whole point. Once the vaccinations are in place, it is not affecting anybody who wants to be protected. But here is Joe Biden denying it's about freedom or personal choice, because again, he gets to tell you what freedom or personal choice constitute. Freedom is what he says it is. Personal choice is what he says it is. Me running my business the way I see fit and allowing my employees to live the way they see fit, that is not freedom. Freedom is him telling us what to do. Freedom extends just as far as Joe Biden's grasp. Here is Joe Biden on this particular topic.
This is not about freedom or personal choice. It's about protecting yourself and those around you, the people you work with, the people you care about, the people you love. My job as president is to protect all Americans. So tonight, I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated or show a negative test at least once a week.
Okay, so his policy is now that via the Department of Labor and OSHA, right, via a four-letter bureaucracy, they are going to tell every major business in the United States that you need to either force your workers to get vaccinated or force them to show a negative test at least once a week. Right? This is his proposal. Now, how exactly is this going to be implemented? Nobody knows. He doesn't make any of this clear. And in fact, members of the media are asking about it. First of all, there are, as we'll see in a second, there are a bunch of exceptions to his rule. It turns out that if you're a special, meaning if you work for the federal government and you have a union, then you're protected. But if you're a private business owner, he is going to screw you beyond imagining. Right? He's threatening, again, a $14,000 fine for every person who is not forced to comply with the vaccine or testing regimen. So we have like 200 employees at Daily Wire. Let's say 100 of them are vaccinated and 100 aren't. So according to Joe Biden, if we at Daily Wire refuse to test these people once a week and show negative tests or force them to get vaccinated, then every single violation for every single employee every single week is finable to the tune of $14,000, which means, last I checked, if that's 100 employees, you're talking about $1.4 million a week. A week, right? So he's going to bankrupt every business in America. What that's going to require is an enormous, huge new bureaucracy whose job it is to just monitor all these businesses doing their reporting requirements, or they're going to have to send people down to make sure that you're not actually falsifying the data. This is truly totalitarian sort of stuff. Get some more on this in just 1 second. First, it is really, really important to use a VPN. Okay, you're online all the time. You're doing your business there, your personal stuff there. And there are people who are watching over your shoulder. I mean, even if we're not talking about hackers, your own ISP is grabbing your data and then using it and monetizing it for whatever they want to do with it. Well, it's your data. Why shouldn't you make sure that it is contained? Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like going to the bathroom, not closing the door. ISPs know every single website you visit. ISPs can sell that information to ad companies and tech giants. They'll use that data to target you. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet, so your online activity can't be seen by anyone. It's as easy as closing the bathroom door. Fire up the app, click one button. It's rated number one by CNET and TechRadar. It works on phones, laptops, even routers. Everyone who shares your Wi-Fi can be protected. I use ExpressVPN every time I go online. You should as well. Secure your online activity by visiting expressvpn.com/ben today. That's expressvpn.com/ben. You can get an extra 3 months for free. That's expressvpn.com/ben. Once more, expressvpn.com/ben. Alrighty. Again, there are exceptions to his rule. Exceptions to his rule, as it turns out, include people who work for public sector unions. According to the Washington Post, U.S. Postal Service workers were not included in Biden's executive order requiring all federal employees to get vaccinated against the coronavirus, according to a White House official speaking on the condition of anonymity to discuss not yet public portions of the president's plan. Now, this is one of the elements of the president's plan. So for the private sector, the law. For the public sector, everything. Right, so Joe Biden says he's going to sign an executive order, and it's going to require all executive branch federal employees to be vaccinated, except for the ones who we have deals with.
Next, I will sign an executive order that will now require all executive branch federal employees to be vaccinated. All. And I've signed another executive order that will require federal contractors to do the same. If you want to work with the federal government and do business with us, get vaccinated.
Okay, so first of all, he's lying for a huge swath of workers. According to the Washington Post, 644,000 employees, you know, the people who bring you your mail every day, the people who are most likely to be in contact with you, Joe American, every single day, those people are not going to have to get vaccinated or do the testing regimen because they have a union, the American Postal Workers Union, and that union gives a lot of money to Democrats. So that means that the Postal Service is now exempt. Also, according to the Washington Post, the largest union representing federal workers pushed back against the specifics of implementation. According to the Washington Post, Everett Kelly, president of the American Federation of Government Employees, says, quote, changes like this should be negotiated with our bargaining units where appropriate. Put simply, workers deserve a voice in their working conditions. So in all likelihood, if there is a union deal with the federal government, the unions will be exempted. So basically, if you're in the private sector, you are screwed, is the way that Joe Biden is going to attempt to implement this. Tyrannical. We're going to get to, by the way, the legality of all this in just 1 second after we get through the policy. So he begins with the proposition that if you're a private employer with over 100 employees, then he's going to force you to either force your employees to be vaccinated or get tested once a week and provide a negative COVID test, whether they are symptomatic or asymptomatic, or fire them, right? That is going to be your job as an employer. Who's going to pay for this? Doesn't make clear. So if you're an employer who has 100 employees, first of all, if you're an employer with 100 employees, you're just going to fire two people, right? Then you're not subject to the mandate. Okay, second, how are you actually going to pay for the testing regimen? Okay, because these tests aren't free and cost $50, $100 depending on the kind of test you are doing. So you're talking about adding a burden to mid-sized businesses that may be their entire profit margin. Let's say that you have 200 employees, right? You're a solid-sized business, but you're not like a massive business. You have 200 employees. And let's say it costs $50 per employee to do these tests. So you're talking about $10,000 a week to do these tests. So that's $40,000 a month. That's not an insignificant amount of money. And so what are people going to do? What, you're going to force your employees to pay for the tests? Just going to up prices? Like, this is none of this. And again, he's doing all of this at a time when employers are facing inflation. They can't get enough people to actually come back to work in the first place. Okay, so that's bad policy. Then he's got his executive order with regard to federal employees, which, as we've discussed, doesn't apply to all federal employees. Okay, but it doesn't stop there. He also says that he's going to encourage people running large entertainment venues not to allow people in who are unvaccinated. So now they're going to check your card at all of the Broadway shows and all of the movie theaters. The movie theaters, by the way, are struggling to come back as it is. So now he's saying he wants them to issue a vaccine mandate with regard to their own customers. He wants college football stadiums to start checking vaccine cards at the door. Good luck with this, Bob.
And for other sectors, I issue this appeal to those of you running large entertainment venues, from sports arenas to concert venues to movie theaters. Please require folks to get vaccinated or show a negative test as a condition of entry.
Amazing. Okay, and he didn't stop there. He also wants boosters. By the way, in contravention of two of his top members of his own FDA and the WHO. We'll get to more in just 1 second. First, let me tell you about a new movie that is coming up, and I'm really excited about it because I'm a huge Clint Eastwood fan. I mean, I'm talking about everything from his very early career, like the Westerns, like Dirty Harry, all the way up to and including his latest films, like Richard Jewell. He has a brand new movie out. It is great. Warner Brothers Pictures presents Cry Macho from legendary director Clint Eastwood. It's the story of being lost and found. Eastwood returns on screen as a one-time rodeo star and washed-up horse breeder who takes a job to bring his ex-boss's young son home from Mexico. The unlikely pair face an unexpectedly challenging journey home. The only road home is through redemption. In theaters, on HBO Max for 31 days, September 17th. Rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. The movie is great. I can tell you, Clint Eastwood, I mean, there is no better director alive. And Clint Eastwood in film, man's just a presence. He's a presence. He remains a presence at his age. One of the great American icons. Go check out his brand new movie starting September 17th, Cry Macho, in theaters and on HBO Max for 31 days. Alrighty, coming up, Joe Biden doesn't just want to force businesses to vaccinate. He's also pushing booster shots in a way that is not backed by science as of yet. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. 12-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, so I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
Sign up for a library card. With a library card, you can discover new and exciting worlds. From borrowing audiobooks, to streaming movies, to taking virtual do-it-yourself classes, there's so much you can access with a library card. Pursue your passions and dreams through your library's resources and programs. September is Library Card Sign-Up Month. Join the festivities by getting your own library card today. Visit your library's website for more information. Sponsored by the American Library Association.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden's big plans didn't stop at forcing every business in the United States with upward of 100 employees to force their employees to vaccinate or test, or to pressure all large entertainment venues to vaccine card everybody. He also has now said that he is going to be pushing booster shots. Now, here's the problem. There's very conflicting evidence on who exactly should get booster shots. And just last week, two top officials at the FDA resigned over the Biden administration's booster shot plan. Right, that, of course, is according to Business Insider. Dr. Marion Gruber, director of the FDA's Office of Vaccines Research and Review, and her deputy, Dr. Philip Kraus, plan to leave the FDA in October and November. BioCentury first reported the news on Tuesday. Okay, the reason that they left, apparently, is because they didn't like the booster shot plan. The reason they didn't like the booster shot plan is because the Biden administration announced it before the FDA had even done the research on it. Okay, so just think about this for a second. Imagine if all of this were Trump. Remember, Trump was an authoritarian dictator. He was a tyrant, and he was wrecking all of the norms and institutions. And here you have Joe Biden actually doing all this stuff and not a peep. So here's Joe Biden talking about booster shots. Now, listen, I am not anti-booster shots. I think that the data is highly variable based on your age. If you are 30 years old and you had two shots, I'm not sure that you need a third shot. If you're 65, maybe you need a shot. If you're 80, you probably do need a third shot. Okay, but Joe Biden doesn't care about any of that. He's just throwing shit at the wall at this point to see what sticks.
Last month, our top government doctors announced an initial plan for booster shots for vaccinated Americans. They believe that the booster is likely to provide the highest level of protection yet. Of course, the decision of which booster shots to give, when to start them, and who will give them will be left completely to the scientists at the FDA and the Centers for Disease Control.
By the way, do you believe that? Literally two FDA guys just stepped down yesterday, or last week, rather, because he was interfering. In the same way they kept accusing Trump of interfering. He's interfered over and over and over again. The CDC has set standards based on the American Federation of Teachers' whims at the behest of the Biden administration. Anthony Fauci shifts his guidance every single week based on what Joe Biden is saying that week. You really believe these are independent agencies? Again, this is not me being against booster shots. This is me pointing out that if you think this administration is guided by anything remotely resembling science, you're out of your damned mind. This is all politics all the way down for these guys, which, by the way, is why people are not getting vaccinated, because they don't trust these people because they are political in the extreme. They're political top to bottom. They're like, why doesn't anyone trust us? Because you're political hacks and you lie all the damn time. That's why. And I'm pro-vaccine. I'm angry at you for keeping people unvaccinated by lying to them. for a year. It's unreal. By the way, I'm old enough to remember when the WHO was the gold standard when it came to all of this, right? If you contradicted the WHO on YouTube, then this meant that YouTube would take you down. The WHO has now said that rich countries shouldn't be doing booster shots. The WHO director, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said he was appalled at the decision by so many of these countries to push booster shots in the face of huge swaths of the global population that don't actually have a COVID vaccine yet. Okay, but Joe Biden didn't stop here. Joe Biden also went after the schools. So he decided that he was going to jabber about how we need to mask up at schools. Again, the data on masking at schools does not exist. There is no data that masking at schools, particularly cloth masks, does a damn bit of difference. There's not one study that demonstrates this for schooling. And here is Joe Biden pushing it anyway.
We know that if schools follow the science and implement the safety measures like testing, masking, adequate ventilation systems as we provided the money for, social distancing, and vaccinations, then children can be safe from COVID-19 in schools. Today, about 90% of school staffs and teachers are vaccinated. We should get that to 100%.
Okay, so I have a question here. Let's assume that he's right for a second. We need to get the entire school staff vaccinated because they're going to infect the kids or something, even though the stats show that unvaccinated children, this new British data, unvaccinated kids are safer from COVID-19 than vaccinated adults. That is how non-deadly COVID is to people under the age of 18 in the United States and abroad. Okay, well, let's just say, though, that you want to get 100% of the teachers vaccinated. So he just said every private business in the United States is going to be forced to get their people vaccinated or to test once a week. Why can't he do the same in public schools? After all, it is a workplace, is it not? The answer is he's not going to do that because the American Federation of Teachers doesn't want it. He's not going to do that because the NEA might protest. It's all political. And how do you know that it's all political? Because he took the time once again to go after the governors and to state, by the way, that he's just going to run roughshod over the Constitution. He's like, if governors don't do what I want, I'm just going to blow them down. Here he goes.
My plan also takes on elected officials in states that are undermining you and these life-saving actions. Right now, local school officials are trying to keep children safe in a pandemic while their governor picks a fight with them and even threatens their salaries or their jobs. Talk about bullying in schools. If they'll not help, if these governors won't help us beat the pandemic, I'll use my power as president to get them out of the way.
I'll get governors out of the way. This is dictator talk, guys. Under what article of the Constitution does it say that the president of the United States, under Article 2, what provision does it say the president of the United States, without any statutory authority, can run roughshod over state authority on public health matters? Where? He doesn't have any of that power, but he's just going to run over them. And by the way, his own people are saying that. They're using that kind of language on a regular basis now, that he's just going to run right over people. You think dictatorships can't happen in the United States? You're watching the formation of a dictatorship in the United States right now under Joe Biden. That doesn't mean elections are going to go away. It does mean that you have a permanent bureaucracy staffed by unelected people who can be directed to overrun your rights at the whim of a person who is unanswerable to the public except once every 4 years. And the legislature is a complete vestigial organ of government. Does that feel comforting to you in any way? Do you feel as though there are any limits that prevent your rights from being violated in this way? If the only way that you can stop the operation of this sort of stuff is that once every 4 years you can call a halt on it, maybe? Does that really feel like your constitutional rights are being well protected if the federalist institutions of government go away? This is why the founders set up these institutions in the first place, as checks and balances. Well, if all the checks and balances go away, and you're just electing your dictator every 4 years, how is that freedom? How is that liberty? The answer is it really isn't. By the way, the notion that local school officials are trying to keep kids safe in a pandemic with all of this masking and all that. Again, data. How about some data? It's local school officials who kept the schools closed in half the country for most of last year. It's only state mandates that required the schools to be open in blue areas in red states last year. Okay, but let no good crisis go to waste. He's not going to finish with that. We also need to spend more money, of course. Here's Joe Biden declaring he's going to spend more money.
Because of our vaccination program and the American Rescue Plan, which we passed early in my administration, we've had record job creation for a new administration. Economic growth unmatched in 40 years. We cannot let unvaccinated do this progress, undo it, turn it back. So tonight, I'm announcing the additional steps to strengthen our economic recovery.
Okay, and then he finished by saying that we all have to come together. So the unvaccinated are to blame, the governors are to blame, Everybody is to blame, except for Joe Biden, who's the actual one pushing dictatorial policy. Now let's come together, guys. Unity.
We have the tools. Now we just have to finish the job with truth, with science, with confidence, and together as one nation. Look, we're the United States of America. There's nothing, not a single thing we're unable to do if we do it together. So let's stay together. God bless you all and all those who continue to serve on the front lines of this pandemic. And may God protect our troops. Get vaccinated.
Get vaccinated. I also think you should get vaccinated. But here's what I'm not willing to do. Take an enormous diarrhea dump all over 80 million Americans because I'm a failure. That's not what I'm willing to do. Joe Biden's willing to do that, which apparently makes him a great president. Then, by the way, he just walked away. Out. No questions. As per our usual arrangement, early bird dinner at Denny's is waiting, and that rerun of Matlock that he's been eager for. Catch you later, guys. Bye. Making policy at whim, based on nothing more than the political necessity of the moment. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. President Biden says unity and resilience on display after America came under attack on 9/11 two decades ago. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a video message commemorating the 20th anniversary of the terror attacks, the president honored the 9/11 victims and spoke directly to their loved ones.
Jill and I hold you close in our hearts and send you our love.
He also praised the heroic work of first responders, and he said Americans learned that national unity is the one thing that must never break.
Unity is what makes us who we are, America at its best. To me, that's the central lesson of September 11th.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
New studies showing COVID vaccines remain very effective against hospitalizations and death. That's even against the extra contagious Delta variant. Also at townhall.com, a Florida court siding with Governor Ron DeSantis reinstating a school mask mandate ban pending the outcome of an appeal. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Governor Ron DeSantis and his administration won approval to put on hold a Leon County judge's ruling that said the state could not enforce a ban on strict mask mandates in schools. The First District Court of Appeals agreed to a state request to reinstate a stay on Judge John Cooper's ruling amid objections from a group of parents who said the move could cause irreparable harm to their children amid a rise of COVID-19 cases. The decision means the state can continue to punish school officials who impose mask mandates without a parent opt-out. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Denmark's high vaccination rate enabling the Scandinavian nation to become one of the first European countries to lift all domestic COVID restrictions, although officials do admit the return to normal has been gradual. More on these stories at townhall.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets, stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now, speak with one of our experts, and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Drug maker Endo International, the latest company to settle a New York case over opioids.
The Dublin-based company will pay $50 million in the deal. It admits no wrongdoing. The state government and the Long Island counties of Suffolk and Nassau are to share in the settlement. Another drug maker and three distribution companies have already settled claims with New York. Years after a flurry of lawsuits were filed by state and local governments across the U.S. over the addiction and overdose pandemic, trials have begun and the pace of settlements has picked up. John Scott reporting.
Hurricane Olaf has slipped back to tropical storm status after slamming into Los Cabos resorts at the tip of Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. At times, winds were up to 100 miles per hour and drenched the region with very heavy rain. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Russia's state-controlled gas giant completing the construction of the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline to Germany. The BBC's Jonathan Joseph has the story.
This controversial pipeline under the Baltic Sea has been a decade in the making. Its completion was held up by American sanctions on a company involved with its construction. They were waived in May despite President Biden's opposition to the project, amid concerns it will be used as a political weapon. For Russia, completion means billions more dollars flowing into government coffers. It's the biggest shareholder in Gazprom. In return, Europe gets the gas that will keep its economy running. But it means an increased dependence on a country that is already its biggest external energy supplier.
Wall Street Friday, the Dow was off 271 points. The Nasdaq dropped 132. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The president warning his patients with the unvaccinated is wearing thin. It's worn thin. And admitting tonight, he is frustrated.
He admitted, that's his spokesman, well, one of his many spokesmen at CNN, Don Lemon, one of the great journalists of his generation. He's an award-winning journalist. They pay him millions of dollars. And God, he's an embarrassment to humankind, isn't he? Yes, he is. That was a rhetorical question, obviously. Well, happy Friday to you. It is September 10th. In the year 2021, it is one day shy of 20 years since the troglodyte attacks of September 11th, 2001. And the White House is desperate to not talk about it, I guess. I've got to say, as someone that covered the Pentagon for about a decade, my office was in the Pentagon for about a decade, and was in the Pentagon on that fateful day 20 years ago. The plane crashed into the building as I was arriving in the north parking lot on my way in from home after watching what had been going on in New York. I was thinking this morning, gee, I wonder if they're so desperate to change the subject because they have intelligence in the pipeline that maybe tomorrow is not going to be good. Now, I'm just hypothesizing that it's possible that they know that they want to change the subject because there may be some reason for them other than the obvious, which is they completely botched the drawdown and withdrawal from Afghanistan, and that there are Americans still left behind. And what are those planes doing in Mazar-e-Sharif? And the Washington Post has a great glowing story about how apparently 10 Americans made it out yesterday when they were granted the right to exit by the Taliban. And the Biden administration, what did they call the Taliban yesterday? Like honorable and respectful. Yeah, businesslike. They called them businesslike and other good things. These are words. They are much more charitable with the Taliban than they are with their next-door neighbors. Or with, for example, Governor Ron DeSantis or Governor Greg Abbott in Texas. Not so charitable with Americans. They really don't like Americans, today's Democrats. They're not on our side. I think that would be generous to say. And yesterday, Lunchbucket Joe, he was an angry old coot, wasn't he? Kind of a crotchety old codger. And he was spun up yesterday. He was barking at people, and he's angry, and he's threatening Americans. There are all kinds of headlines that are just off the charts, and even the Associated Press jumped in, and British media, where they're considerably more blunt than American media, at least when it comes to covering Democrats. The British media will cover Democrats, not as fluffers like CNN and Don Lemon and the Washington Post and the Associated Press and the rest of them. But he was an angry codger yesterday. He was yelling at us. Did you get the impression he was barking at us? And he's there, hey, you know, get off my lawn's a little tired. Get off my White House lawn. The guy, there is something wrong with him. There are several things wrong with him, I think. And one of the things wrong with him is that he's president of the United States, and he doesn't like us. He doesn't like the people of the United States. He doesn't like people that stand up for the Constitution and rights and the laws, things like that. They're just not, they're not on our side, are they? No, they're not. And he was, he's barking. He was reminding me of Homer Simpson's father again, Bart Simpson's grandfather, Abe Simpson. Last night he was just snapping away, and old snapper turtle over there, and he's angry with us. And I was texting with some friends, with Jim and Randy, and we're texting back and forth while Joe Biden was yelling at us. And I said, one of the things I texted back was I remember Donald Trump when he got his hackles up. When President Trump became angry, he was angry on our behalf. He was angry for us. He was representing our irritation when he barked about things. And Joe Biden is angry with us, or angry at us. He is he's angry about us. It's the American people with whom he is angry. And the Taliban, not so much. They're gentlemanly. And they're adorable, I think. Is that the other word that they used, adorable? These guys, they treat the Taliban like they're going into business with them. And for all we know, maybe they are. And they treat their fellow Americans as though they're incredibly hostile toward us, because they are incredibly hostile toward us. How dare you? And what did he say? He said some crazy stuff. This is not about your rights and freedoms. It's not about rights and freedoms. You're the president of the United States. It's always about that, just by the way. And again, even the news media are speaking up a little bit. Not a lot. They're still fluffing him, and they're still covering for him. The Washington Post is an absolute embarrassment today, which is not unusual at all. But my friend Randy texted me, because I watched it on delay. I was busy doing other things when he started, and then I got to watch it on the DVR a few minutes behind everybody else. And I said, it's not about freedom or personal choice. Well, this is America, son. Everything's about freedom and personal choice. Maybe you misunderstand the country that you preside over, the country of which you are president, the United States of America. It's not about freedom or personal choice. Wrong again, bozo, and just amazing stuff. Now, there are There are some fun headlines, and that the White House will not be pleased with. Also, he's got this. It's the six pillars. He's got six pillars. He's trying to outdo Islam. Islam famously, of course, has five pillars, the five pillars of Islam. And the White House announced yesterday, not to be outdone by Islam as the Taliban takes over Afghanistan, that their new plan for vaccinations has six pillars. And they called them pillars, like Islam, the same language that is used by the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and by Muslims, who are not bloodthirsty ghouls as well, by normal Muslims down the lane. Also, the five pillars of Islam and the six pillars of Biden's plan, vaccinating the unvaccinated, further protecting the vaccinated through booster shots, more shots, keeping schools open but mandating everything, increasing testing, requiring masks. What about the White House? And then we got this story that they are, this was kind of an amazing thing. They're going to exempt the post office. They're going to exempt the post office because, why wouldn't you? They said they're going to mandate that all government employees, millions of government employees and all the contractors that have employees that, companies that work for the government on various projects, they too will be required. And then he went even wilder and said all companies in the United States of America with 100 employees or more. Now, if you've got 101 employees, there may be one or two unlucky employees today, that it's mandatory for them. That's mandated, too. And he says that's 80 million Americans, 80 million Americans. That's what he's talking about, for which there will be mandates, but not the not, of course, the post office, because the post office endorsed him on the lead up to Election Day. Now, the Washington Post reported this last night, and I think they're rolling back their reporting on this and saying, no, I was told this by secret, anonymous Biden administration officials, but now it turns out that that's not true. They lied to me, or I lied to you, or somebody's lying in there. But they're lying all about it. They said they were going to exempt the post office, which I immediately responded to. It's like, oh, that's a good idea. You know, you should really take the one organization, take the single organization in the United States of America that is charged with going every day, federal government employees literally go door to door and visit every household, every home, and every business in the entire country almost every day of the year, and passes off a bundle of objects that require up close and personal handling, digital handling, and you breathe it in, and then you touch your face 23 times an hour. And their plan was to exempt just the post office because the union endorsed Joe Biden on the very important, on this big mail-in election year, by the way, the postal unions, they came out and they said, oh yeah, we're with Joe Biden because, big government and unions and they have corrupt leadership. And so then they say, oh, we're going to exempt the, when they have this mandate roll out yesterday, but we're going to exempt the post office, the Washington Post says, because they're the only government agency that has, well, they have 660,000 employees, and they go door to door to every household in every neighborhood. So, why would you want them vaccinated? That seems to make a lot of sense. They should be the last ones vaccinated. That's using the old noodle, isn't it? It's called the Biden plan. But then the Washington Post apparently said, oh, oops, that whole story with my secret sources and stuff, that was all just BS. That was a lie. Don't believe me or don't believe my sources or don't believe whoever you don't want to believe. It's the Washington Post. Just extraordinary stuff. And of course, this, he times it. Today is the day before September 11th, the 20th anniversary of the 2001 attacks. And they time this to, drop this grenade in the punch bowl. They time it on the lead up to the 20th anniversary weekend, where there are all these commemorations and remembrance ceremonies and events, and it's all coming back to people and stuff. And they time it for that. Just amazing. People call them tone deaf. I don't know if it's tone deaf, if they're this stupid or if they're this corrupt. Those are the only two possibilities, though. There are some wonderful headlines from media people. Here's the Daily Mail out of the UK. That's the United Kingdom. It's like England, but different. It's another country altogether. And out of the UK, their headline is, Biden declares war on the 80 million unvaccinated Americans. declares war on 80 million unvaccinated Americans. Yeah, that's exactly what the headline is. Because, you know, that's kind of the tone and the tenor last night was hostile, aggressively hostile. I don't think I've ever seen a president of the United States come out and speak to the American people like that. Of course, he's crazy. He's Abe Simpson from The Simpsons. He's the crusty old, he thinks the Spanish-American War was just a couple of weeks ago, this guy, Joe Biden. And he's getting crustier than ever, and it's really time, I think, that, boy, even the Associated Press this morning, the headline is, Biden's war on virus becomes war on unvaccinated. That's a war on the American people. The Taliban, the anniversary of the 20th anniversary of September 11th attacks, and even the Associated Press, and this is one of their White House correspondents for the Associated Press, Biden's war on virus becomes war on unvaccinated. What, you know, I understand you don't want to talk about Afghanistan anymore or the border or the economy or your failed numbers on employment last month or inflation, gas prices or, you know, the gray-haired Afghan loons coming in with teenage girls saying, no, this is my wife. That's no problem. Or the people wandering off military bases calling Uber and going away from the... Maybe those are things the Biden White House does not want to talk about. But to change the subject to... And again, they pit people against one another. It's what the left does everywhere. The Democrat Party has been taken over by the left. They are the left. They're the international left. And a part of the international left is now very busy at the highest levels of the Democratic Party. And, of course, the American news media, the fluffers that they are for the DNC and the Biden White House. Just extraordinary, extraordinary stuff. But the pitting us against one another again, you know, there's along lines of race. Everybody's a white supremacist. The Democrats are the party of white supremacy, just by the way, and the Klan and everything else. But never mind that, the slavery and the Confederacy and Jim Crow and standing in schoolhouse doors and the soft bigotry of low expectations and abortion and, you know, wiping out 40% of the black population. But let that not bother you at all, because they've got better PR. You know, their PR is the Washington Post, the New York Times, and ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, HBO, Showtime, shall I go on? And the rest, they're PR agencies and major media corporations and on it goes. But nevertheless, now they're pitting us against one another based on whether you've been vaccinated or not. I didn't think they could find new ways to pit groups of Americans against one another, but I underestimated them, I think. These are today's Democrats. And it was an extraordinary time, this Biden spasm yesterday, this fit that he was having in front of the nation. And I've got some audio from that. I've got a bunch of audio from that. And our news media friends, some of them in the Washington Post today and CNN, they think he should have gone farther and should still go farther. More mandates, more requirements. And by the way, just weeks ago and months ago, they were all saying, Biden and Psaki and the rest, that there should be no mandates. Of course, it's not appropriate for the government to mandate things like vaccines. That was the same people who yesterday are yelling at us about how you're going to lose your job and your income and you won't be able to put bread on the table for your family and keep the lights on and grandma's going to starve in a refrigerator box at the curb because you won't be able to go to work anymore because Joe Biden is going to mandate. It's kind of like Nazi Germany mandating what major corporations and industries will produce for the good of the state. You know, it's always for the good of the state. It's closer to fascism than it is to communism today. But the day is young. We're at 888-630-9625 and the 20th anniversary of September 11, 2001.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Everyone's dream is different. Build wealth for whatever matters to you with GetInvestmentAdvice.com. Whether you want to buy your dream home, give your child a great education, save for retirement, become your own boss, or take the vacation of a lifetime, GetInvestmentAdvice.com works hard to help you reach your goals. Their innovative investment and financial solutions can help you manage your money to build a better future for you and your family. Visit GetInvestmentAdvice.com to get started today. That's GetInvestmentAdvice.com. Paid for by IP Financial Advisory Services, LLC.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
God! Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/free. How much? Free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Companies. If you thought you missed your chance to refinance and save, think again. Mortgage rates have recently dropped, and Rocket Mortgage can help you save big when you call 8338-ROCKET today. For example, with a $250,000 30-year fixed rate mortgage, you could get a new low rate under 3%. If your current rate is over 3.75%, you could lower your payment by over $100 a month, saving thousands in interest. But you've got to act now, because no one knows how long these low rates will last. So when you need a simple way to get big savings, Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Refinance offer assumes a rate of 2.99%, 3.21% APR, 70% loan-to-value ratio for the cost of 1.75 points. $4,375 due at closing. Monthly payment of $1,052.66. Taxes and insurance not included. Payment will be greater rate. Current as of 7/26/21. Conditions apply. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, but I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
Yes, the Associated Press White House correspondent, Zeke Miller. Biden's war on virus becomes war on unvaccinated. And he writes from Washington, there's a source of frustration, a risk to their fellow citizens, a threat to the nation's economic recovery. Now listen to this part, second sentence from their White House reporter. Joe Biden is trying to concentrate the anger of the nation's inoculated majority against the stubborn 25% of eligible Americans who remain unvaccinated against COVID-19. It says it right here that Joe Biden and the Democrats are trying to concentrate the anger of the majority against the minority, right? Which is classic Democrat Party style, going back to their bullwhips on the plantations and slavery and lynchings and things. They're trying to concentrate the anger of the nation's inoculated majority against the stubborn 25%. You're stubborn. Now, what do they know about your stubbornness? They don't know anything about your stubbornness. And you know what? Here's the important part. They don't care. What about the Cleveland Clinic and other, you know, it's one of the leading medical institutions on the planet Earth, and other leading medical institutions like Johns Hopkins University and Dr. Marty McCary, who talk about the natural immunity of people that have been afflicted with the Wuhan and have recovered from it. And according to all of their testing and the science and the epidemiology and the breaking it down into different groups of people and examining their outcomes, they've concluded at the Cleveland Clinic and elsewhere that those who have natural immunity from having been afflicted with the virus are at least as immune and statistically, according to the Cleveland Clinic, more immune to the virus than those who have been vaccinated. Now, me, I was vaccinated very early on. I got two shots, Moderna. My best girl inoculated immediately, Johnson & Johnson, hours before they pulled it off the shelves because of the blood clotting thing. But this is an interesting time, and I've got a few interesting things to share with you on this.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
E-cigs don't burn tobacco leaves, and they come in lots of flavors. That's what tobacco companies tell you. Here are three things tobacco companies don't say. 1. Many teens don't know their flavored e-cigs have nicotine. 2. Nicotine is a poison that can rewire the teen brain. 3. 80% of kids who tried vaping did it because of the flavors. So even when it tastes like candy, nicotine is brain poison. Go to flavorshookkids.org for more.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction.
Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Fentanyl poisoning is a growing problem in our community, but we can help do something about it. Join us September 18th at 1 p.m. at the Riverfront Park Amphitheater for the Decennium Giving Circle to celebrate a beautiful heart taken from our community entirely too soon. The concert is free, but there will be a raffle with prizes donated by local businesses and artists. So come on down, because we can all make a difference.
Join Turtle Bay and Dutch Bros Coffee on Thursday, September 16 for Caffeinate for a Cause. From 7 to 9 a.m. and 2 to 4 p.m., $1 from all drink sales and tips given to our honorary baristas go towards supporting Turtle Bay education programming. To learn more, visit turtlebay.org.
Another story that the White House, the Biden administration, and the Democrats, and by extension the news media, don't want to talk about today. Fox Business has the story. Producer prices surge 8.3% annually. This is the fifth straight record gain in consumer prices, and Fox Business News reports today. Producer prices climbed at the fastest annual pace on record for the fifth consecutive month in August as supply chain disruptions and materials shortages continued to put upward pressure on costs. Now, why would that be a problem? You know, I don't know why, why wouldn't they want to talk about that? 8.3%. Now, that's an enormous cut of your pay. Now, let's say, just to use round numbers, you made $100,000 last year, and you're going to make $100,000 this year. They're taking $8,300 out of your paycheck because of inflation. You see, this is an increase in prices, and that's money out of your pocket. And it's the fifth consecutive month, August was, of the fastest annual pace on record. The Producer Price Index for final demand. That's what they like to call it, their, you know, economic types. For final demand jumped 8.3% year over year, according to the Labor Department. The reading was hotter than the 8.2% increase that analysts surveyed were expecting, and above the 7.8 print recorded in July. The reading was the strongest since record-keeping began in November 2010. So producer prices rose 0.7% in August, slowing from the 1% increase the month prior. Economists were anticipating a 0.6% increase. So this is, you know, more bad news for you, more money out of your pocket, more Democrat economic policies coming not even back. It's in real time to bite us. And the news media, you know, Fox Business will report it. But this is not going to be on the front page of the Washington Post or the New York Times anytime soon. I can guarantee you that. So that's more Democrat economic policies, more money out of your pocket. This year, they're cutting your pay by 8.3%. And whatever it was cut by last year, with moderate inflation, now we're looking at, it's not quite Jimmy Carter inflation, I guess, but it's darn close. And he is worse than Jimmy Carter. He's worse than Jimmy Carter. And the mandates. Man, oh, Manischewitz. Let's go to the telephones, Michael. And we're going to get to Joe Biden audio. We're going to get to the anniversary of September 11th. And maybe I'll get to my personal recollections. I don't like to throng my own rind, you know. But let's go to Katie, calling from San Andreas, California. Katie, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, Chris. Thank you for taking my call. It's been a while since I've chatted with you.
Welcome.
And I just want to let everyone in the country know, mm-hmm. Joe Biden took this right out of California. This is going to be passed about today, actually. Got released 2 weeks ago. Everyone went crazy going, what are you doing to us? You are putting your boot on our throat, telling us we have to take this, whether we want it or we don't, whether we're high risk or not. And all of a sudden last week, in the cover of darkness, we're going to wait. And then yesterday,
no
the same
kidding.
Law, all the same mandates with the nurses, that was done here first. The schools, it was done here first. We have the toughest regulations here, which everyone knows. I live in the People's Republic of California. We all know this.
Yeah.
No secret. But this mandate came right out of Gavin Newsom's playbook. And I feel like Biden went to Newsom saying, hey, you're struggling. I don't know what's going to happen next week. But I feel like he went, you're struggling. I got you, man. I got your back. And I'm going to do it on a national level.
Of course, the recall election is the final day, because now we have month-long election days because liberals can't vote on election day. Too complicated to show up and vote on election day for Democrats these days. Their brains have gone soft, among other things. So the recall is the final day. The actual election day, I guess, whatever we call it, recall day, is September 14th, right? And I don't know, the last time I looked at the polls, of course, we've got an update on Larry Elder, too. Larry Elder had another radical leftist disrupt an event last night and had to be dragged out of the place. He was violent and crazy. Did you see that, Katie? There was another lefty at another Larry Elder event. And these people are just crazier and crazier. And political violence and political disruption have been made a normal everyday thing, except on January 6th when everybody's outraged in the media and the Democrat Party. But another violent lunatic at another Larry Elder event. This one wasn't wearing a racist gorilla mask. And I don't know if you saw this, Katie, but the the sheriff of Los Angeles County, Villanueva. He tweeted out yesterday, how is this not a hate crime? Talking about the gorilla mask white woman attacking Larry Elder and racial slurs and throwing things at him and assaulting his security people. And even the L.A. County sheriff is now, I think he's the sheriff. Maybe he should declare it a hate crime. He's wondering where the Democrat politicians are on this whole thing. But I didn't know back to your central point, Katie, I didn't know that Gavin Newsom and California had this, all these same mandates. And then last week they said, we're going to put that on ice for now, huh? And now the White House rolls it out.
They said we will wait.
So they're kind of.
They
so
said we will wait until January.
You think there may have been some coordination there?
Oh, I believe it. I know it's conspiracy theory. I know it's going down the rabbit hole, all that stuff. But it's too coincidental. Mm-hmm. It was walked back too quietly, too fast. It was too easy last week.
Yeah.
And
suddenly their mandate went poof. And then today, bing, yep. Here it pops up over here. It's like whack-a-mole.
Yeah, and it's all, he is disgracing these families of 9/11. You couldn't wait till Monday to do this. Right. You have to do it 2 days before. So it takes 9/11 in Afghanistan off the front cover. It puts it on the back burner. Everyone is looking at this. Everyone is looking at their employer this morning going, what are you going to make me do?
Right.
And my husband and I sat down and we had this conversation last night going, what are we going to do? And my husband's face was heartbreak. It was heartbreaking for me to see because he goes, I have to provide for my family. What do I do? And I said, you don't have a choice. And that's what's so upsetting, to see that in his face, to be forced that way, because you've taken our choice away. We have freedom of choice in this country as long as it fits their narrative. And you took that away. We are supposed to be a free country, and you took all that away. You are mandating things on a federal level. You're going after states. You're disgracing our founding fathers. And he is by far the worst president.
So, Katie, you and your husband have chosen not to be vaccinated. You are you're being put in a position by Joe Biden where mm-hmm. your husband is going to feel compelled to be vaccinated, whatever your reasons may be. And you've, and now you feel, well, he's got to put, and I mentioned it a few minutes ago, he's got to put food on the table for the family. So he's been, put into a corner by Joe Biden and the federal government, and he's going to be compelled.
Yep.
To undertake a medical treatment that for whatever reason he objects to, in order to provide for his family. That's where you are.
Absolutely. And the thing is, I just want more research. That's, you know, I just want to know more. And we were just waiting. And I feel it's all a personal choice. If you want to do it, do it. If you don't. But stop with the fighting. Stop with the mandating. And, you know, we feel like it's a movie, and you always reference movies. It feels like it's Sophie's Choice. What child do you give up? What do you do?
Yeah.
And you're being forced to do it.
Yeah, yeah. And that's,
it's a yucky feeling.
And that rubs a lot of people the wrong way. It cuts against the grain of what it means to be an American and what America is all about, what the country was founded on. Individual liberties and freedoms and no interference from the government in your personal life. And they're making all these crazy analogies. We've got this, the Republicans don't want you to mandate vaccinations, but they want to mandate that you keep your baby. Like that's an appropriate analogy of some kind. First of all, that's not what the Texas law does. And that law is on the front page of the Washington Post again today. Because God, they love abortion. Or maybe I shouldn't say God, but, you know, a dog is their co-pilot. So a dog, they love abortion. Amazing stuff. Well, Katie, so is your husband then going to go get vaccinated? Or you're hitting the pause button? Or what are you doing now?
He is looking at everything. My brother and sister-in-law have done a lot of research mm-hmm. on the various vaccines, which mm-hmm. one to take and whatnot mm-hmm. for various reasons. And he goes, let's just see how the election goes on Tuesday, and then we'll take it up again on Wednesday morning.
Yeah. What do you think is going to happen in the recall election?
In all common sense, Larry Elder should win.
Yeah.
Do I think they're going to cheat? Do I think they're going to go until the 25th hour?
Right.
Yeah, I do. I think they're going to fight. I think Gavin Newsom, what people outside California, and I tell my family this on the East Coast all the time, that you don't understand that COVID was the straw that broke the camel's back. This recall has been happening for a while, and this started back in 2019 when he shut the power off and he's screaming at the power company. Come to find out he took all this money from the power company. That angered people. So we're angry for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
You're not listening to us.
Right.
So I hope and pray Larry Elder wins, it would be a turning point of the entire country.
Yeah.
Because if California goes, they're going to panic. Because then that puts Virginia in play. It puts 2022 in play on steroids.
Listen to you.
So yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm also interested to know when he's going to officially pardon Sirhan Sirhan, since the Democrats are pushing for that, and Sirhan Sirhan was granted parole by the parole board in California. But now it needs the blessing of the governor, Gavin Newsom. And I expect, whichever way the recall election goes, that he's going to give the okay to that. I really do. I
Almost
also,
definitely.
Since you mentioned the power blackouts in California, there's a story in the Wall Street Journal yesterday. Get ready for blackouts. Get ready for the blackouts. Mismanagement and the push for renewables are degrading the reliability of the U.S. electrical grid. And the Wall Street Journal has a big story on how the Democrats, depending on wind and solar and not investing in actual energy generation, is going to lead, not just in California, but across the country, to rolling brownouts and blackouts, which we see in third world countries and second world countries and countries being run into the ground by socialists. And now the Wall Street Journal is warning us that what we've been seeing in California, can we can expect to see across the country. And again, that's another story that's going to get no attention at all by the phony baloney news media. Listen, Katie, God bless you and your family, and I hope for the best for you. You know, I got vaccinated. My best girl got vaccinated. Fine. I was a little tired for about a day after the second one. I got the Moderna thing. And I know a lot of people have been vaccinated. I also know a lot of people have not been vaccinated. So, you know, I just, wait till I get into Joe Biden's audio. His tone and his tenor was as important, or were as important, as the things that he said yesterday. And I look forward to getting into them. Katie, God bless you. Thank you. Thanks for the
call. Thank you. You have a great day.
You bet. You too. Let's go to Don calling from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Don, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hello, Chris.
Hey, Don. How are you?
Hey, it's very nice to speak to you.
Welcome.
I'm doing good. Hey, yeah, I was thinking if anybody had noticed two people or two groups that were left out of the mandate, you know, people that are on government assistance and, of course, the people coming over the southern border.
And people being flown in by the thousands, by the tens of thousands from Afghanistan, where they're being offered the free vaccine because we're very generous people. And what is we have? I think about 30% of the people coming across the southern border are refusing the vaccine, even though we're very generously offering it for free to them. And then they're being bussed and flown around the country to various locations. You got tens of thousands of people coming in from Afghanistan. Some of them are old gray men bringing their little child brides, but they're not really their brides. They've just kidnapped little girls off the streets of Kabul and elsewhere in Afghanistan, bringing them in. And if they don't want the vaccines, what are we doing about that? Are we mandating that for Afghan refugees? Are we mandating it for people coming across the southern border? And the post office, I love the post office thing. That's absolutely crazy, these guys. You're right, of course, Don. And, you know, government mandates, and they love this, you know, mandates for us. They've been mandating it until, I guess, yesterday. I still don't think we have clarification or clarity on what happens with White House staff, White House employees. But they were not required to get the vaccination as of yesterday. When they got out of bed, I don't know if that changed last night or not, because they had the option of being regularly tested at taxpayer expense, naturally, as government employees. But they could refuse the vaccine, as White House staff could decline the vaccine. And I don't know if that changed, because they're weaseling this thing up all over the place and flip-flopping them. Don't know exactly what's happening. But we're going to get into what Joe Biden said shortly. And, of course, tomorrow, the 20th anniversary of the September 11th troglodyte attacks. We're going to get into that as well. We're at 888-630-9625.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is...
It's pretty bad.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind. Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
No matter your learning style or experience level, Babbel has lessons designed for you that will get you speaking quickly and confidently.
I tried learning Spanish before, but I couldn't stick with it until I found Babbel.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
I can't wait to use our new language skills on our upcoming adventures.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. So, 82% of you listening will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. 82% of you will note that if you're hiring, ZipRecruiter finds qualified people for your job. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And 82% of you will remember that you can try ZipRecruiter for free. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Hello, I'm Mackenzie with Exact Data. I'm excited to share how our team can help your business with its customer acquisition goals. Exact Data has been helping businesses of all sizes find new customers for over 20 years. With over 4,000 unique filters, you're sure to find the most targeted emails, postal addresses, and phone numbers fit for your business. Want a list of new homeowners in your area or looking to reach self-employed business owners? Maybe you're looking for people passionate about charitable causes or a list of medical professionals in your area. We can help. At Exact Data, we have the perfect list to help you grow your business. For pricing, text INFO to 606-MY-LEADS. Remember, text INFO to 606-695-3237, which spells 606-MY-LEADS, and we'll reply with the information you need to get leads for your business. Again, text INFO to 606-MY-LEADS, and you'll be well on your way to reaching your sales goals. Message and data rates apply.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice, be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, so I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. 412-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
So the the White House and politicians are constantly polling. They spend a lot of money constantly taking polls. And there's a new poll out today that finds that 69% of us, nearly 7 in 10 of us, say things in the country are going badly. All right? Now, this is much worse than it was just a couple of months ago. In March, CNN poll, and this is a CNN stinking poll. Their friends in the media also take polls for them to try to help them, and then they massage the polls, which is what CNN is doing today. In March, 60% of us said that things were going badly. Now, 69% of us say that things are going badly. 62% of us say economic conditions in the United States are poor. That's up from 45% in April. And these are really bad signs for the White House. And they're constantly polling ahead of CNN and alongside CNN. And they knew that these bad poll numbers were coming. And yesterday, they just threw an M80 in the punch bowl here. Joe Biden is the turd in the punch bowl, I think. Amazing, amazing stuff, I'm telling you. Let's see. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Christine calling from Baltimore, Maryland. Christine, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I'm looking at the vaccine mandate, and here in the Baltimore, Washington area, there's some of the people who have not been vaccinated are minorities, particularly African American. So I'm concerned that this is a racial and or racist issue forcing these segments of population to get a vaccine they don't want.
Well, in terms of race and ethnicity, the least vaccinated population is African Americans. The most vaccinated population is Asians. The second most vaccinated is Anglo-European Caucasians. And in between Anglo-European Caucasians and African Americans, we have Hispanics. So the least vaccinated are African Americans. The second least vaccinated are Hispanics. And mandating this certainly will, therefore, ipso facto, hit African Americans harder. If you're going to be fired from your job for not being vaccinated, that will disproportionately impact African Americans. Right, Christine?
Absolutely. That's my point.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why more leaders of the segments of the population that are being required to do this don't speak out.
Well, you know, it's everybody's been intimidated. Everybody has been terrorized by the kind of the reign of terror of the left in the United States, cancel culture. And now the government is engaging in cancel.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.